High School Basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Edward Jones Agent John Hart, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Barn Grover Glass, the Boogaloo and Fun City at Pizzazz, and by Case Fine Community Credit Union. Now, with tonight's game, here's Casey Fleming.
Welcome inside toasty warm Father Manette Gymnasium at Notre Dame High School, Burlington, Iowa. It's the battle of the Catholic schools tonight here in Burlington. We all know school was canceled, but as the day progressed, the roads cleared off, things heated up, and we should have a full gym tonight. And we'll have all the action, a doubleheader. The boys coming up in game two, and the girls getting ready to tip it here in about 10 minutes. The pregame coming up with Coach Cody Van Fleet and myself, Casey Fleming, here courtside at Father Manette Gymnasium in Burlington. At Notre Dame High School, it's a little bit of a revenge tour for Holy Trinity. The boys just barely lost to Notre Dame, one-point game. And on the girls' side of things, it was the Notre Dame girls downing Holy Trinity by 19. So Notre Dame 2-0 against Holy Trinity thus far. We'll see what happens tonight. Back with the pregame after this in 1 minute on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, also on KBUR.com tonight, and Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360. Back with more high school basketball after this.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
7 million clients, more than 14,000 financial advisors. How did Edward Jones become one of the biggest financial services companies in the country? By not acting that way. Financial strategies, one-on-one advice from Edward Jones Financial Advisors in your neighborhood. It's a big difference, and it's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Experience the difference for yourself. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or visit my office at 3211 Division Street in Burlington. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Father Manette Gymnasium, Notre Dame High School. A little basketball doubleheader tonight. I was conversing with one of the Holy Trinity parents, getting some inside scoop from Jan Randolph, her daughter Cassie, one of the players. And it's a matchup of cousins. So you got Cassie Randolph for Holy Trinity, and her cousin Gabby Deary plays for Notre Dame. And coincidentally, they both play on the post, so they'll... a little side story there. But anyway, welcome inside. School was canceled, but basketball continues. The weather ended up not getting nearly as bad as it could have this afternoon. So everybody's safely making their way into the gym. And joined tonight by Cody Van Fleet, former Southeastern assistant and Iowa manager and Idaho State assistant and Notre Dame head coach. So Cody's been around, knows the game, knows a lot of the kids, and welcome aboard, Coach.
Thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here. It's always fun. This is such a great rivalry game, and it was something growing up in Illinois. I really didn't understand it until I became a part of that team. But this is a fun night being a part of what we call the Holy War, and these kids all know each other well. And it's always a good rivalry. No matter what the record is, it's always fun to see these two schools participate in this game.
The boys' game was very, very close back in December. Came down to the last shot, Notre Dame victorious. And since then, the Notre Dame boys have been on the other end of the last shot, losing in overtime to Waco after leading 17-2 early. New London came back, hit a buzzer beater to beat them here in the gym before Christmas, and it was West Burlington with basically a buzzer beater, about 2.3 seconds, to beat Notre Dame there. So they lost three straight in the final 2 seconds. One of those games in overtime. So the boys, they know what they've got ahead of them with Holy Trinity. We were talking to their coach here before the game. They're excited to have a chance to beat a real athletic Notre Dame boys team. So more on the boys a little bit later, but first let's talk girls. This game was somewhat lopsided the first time around. Notre Dame downed Holy Trinity by a score of 49-30, so not a ton of offense from either school, but usually the traditional Notre Dame teams get up and down the court, 94 feet of defense, and a lot of three-pointers, but that was not the case. I did see Holy Trinity play once before. We get a free Randolph Dental ad chiming in the background there. But, you know, they really slowed West Burlington down. Now, that was the night that Sidney Marlowe went for 40, yeah. School record 40. Their full-court pressure bothered Holy Trinity, and that was the difference in that game. Marlowe had a lot of layups, a lot of easy looks, and shot tremendously, of course. But, you know, Notre Dame's going to bring that full-court pressure, but I also think that you're going to see Holy Trinity be pretty patient on offense and try to slow things down, which can frustrate a team that wants to run.
Yeah, you know, and looking at the numbers, Holy Trinity girls are averaging 36.7 points per game versus Notre Dame averaging just over 50 at 50.2. So this is going to be a battle of wills versus Holy Trinity's going to want to slow it down, walk it up the floor. Notre Dame, in that typical Notre Dame style that they've had since their state championship run, they like to press, they like to go up-tempo. And they're going to bring a lot of girls at you and a lot of different things. So, you know, if the press is working tonight and if they can stay out of foul trouble, Notre Dame's going to want to play at a higher tempo. But I do also think that Holy Trinity, you know, with some seniors on this team, are going to try to, you know, slow it down, try to keep it within, you know, 5-10 points late, and then hopefully have a shot to get in and win a game.
And Holy Trinity playing with some confidence. They've won three in a row. And most recently, downing New London, 45-38, beat Fort Madison, their in-town rival, 45-44, back on the 18th of this month, and then won up at Danville. And anytime you win at Danville in basketball, it's a good win. Meanwhile, Notre Dame's been on a tear. They come in with a 12-1 record. Last I saw, they were ranked about 12th. I didn't check to see exactly where they are in the state.
They're right around there. Yep.
Yeah, so 12-1, their one loss to Washington at Washington back on the 13th of January. That, too, a very, very difficult place to go play. A bigger school with a ton of tradition and a very, very tough place to get a W. So they did lose 49-44 to Washington. Other than that, Notre Dame's been on cruise. It was Van Buren kept it within four. Fort Madison kept it within seven. Most of the other games have been 16, 18, 20, 25-point games for Notre Dame. So, again, when you play a team that plays with momentum, plays with speed,
yep.
I think trying to slow them down and then get them frustrated is what you want to do.
Yeah, you know, and right now at 13-1, Notre Dame's got a one-game advantage over Van Buren for the league for being in tops in the conference. So while this isn't a one-versus-two matchup in the league, per se, it is an important game for Notre Dame to make sure they keep that one-game cushion over Van Buren, which will help set them up for the shootout at the end of the year.
Yeah, so I stand corrected. They are 13-1 after beating Central League last night. I printed these out yesterday before that game took place. So they're 13-1 coming in. Notre Dame just in action last night. You know, sometimes that can play into the game, too, even though these are young kids, young legs, back-to-back night. Sometimes it can, you know, be tough to stay focused, and it's homecoming here at Notre Dame.
Yep.
Girls, the boys, king has been crowned. We know that's Mitchell Brent. The girls have been waiting about 2 weeks to figure out who their queen's going to be. So, you know, stuff like that's on their mind, and we'll see. We'll see how things unfold.
Yep. And, it's going to come down to, again, can Holy Trinity slow it down? And can Notre Dame use that both defensive pressure and that offensive speed to make Holy Trinity get out of their comfort zone?
Well, we're about 4 minutes away from tip-off. We're going to take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with more pregame from Notre Dame after this on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and Fox Sports 104.5 at 1360.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Case Buying. It's a credit union thing. What's a credit union thing, you say? It's being a member, not a customer. It's lower lending rates and personal service. It's less fees and a whole lot more. Need I go on? Case Buying, your community credit union. It's where you belong. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you can join.
Case Buying at 485 West Burlington Avenue in Burlington or in Fort Madison's Lodi Mall.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. Doubleheader tonight from Father Manette. The girls tipping it off in about 2 minutes. Casey Fleming and Coach Cody Van Fleet courtside here. Just chatting with some of the fans. We got Grant Whipple here. His daughter is one of the honorary captains with, I think, Lexi Knutson, and I don't know who else they have down there. But beware, because my daughter Rowan is going to be in the gym tonight, and she will come up, and she will try to take my headset off. So, you know, if we just completely go off the air or all of a sudden you don't hear me talking, Cody, you're just going to have to take over.
Got it. And my two daughters will also be here, so it will probably be the same thing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Glad we got that out of the way early on.
So it's a Holy Trinity in Notre Dame, the Holy War, as I think you called it earlier. A lot of balance. From both teams. You're going to see Notre Dame try to get it inside a little bit more than years past, where they really relied on the three, but they get it inside to Deary a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see Holy Trinity try to slow it down and run sets to get it inside to Randolph and Pocatakis. Again, we had them over at West Burlington, and when they get it inside to Pocatakis and Randolph, they're very, very effective and can be difficult to defend. I'd imagine Deary's height will definitely make that a little more challenging tonight, but anyway, when you have balance like this, it's tough to prepare because anybody can score.
Yeah, you know, and when you have that kind of balance, it allows you to, if somebody is having an off night, hopefully that other side of the balance is going to pick it up. But, you know, I think that both teams are, you know, Notre Dame shooting about 35% from the field, Holy Trinity about 32%. Both teams are in that mid to high 20% on the three-point range. You know, the one big difference is free throws. Holy Trinity is only shooting 50% from the free throw line versus 60% for Notre Dame. And, you know, that could be a big factor tonight, if especially with the way Notre Dame likes the pressure. Holy Trinity needs to shoot better than 50% from the free throw line to probably keep that up, because Notre Dame does like to get aggressive and with that press. So hopefully they can knock down some free throws tonight, and both teams can have a good performance.
Well, and again, if you're just joining us, it is Holy, the Holy War. We've already covered that, but it's Notre Dame's homecoming tonight as well. So we'll have some news on the Notre Dame girls' homecoming queen. It's going to be a halftime of the boys' game. Doubleheader, girls' game first, boys' game coming up after that. But we're just a couple of minutes away from the opening tip. So we'll take another one-minute break and be back with High School Hoops right here on KBUR and Fox Sports in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Ryan Schmitz Flooring America. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long.
Welcome back. Notre Dame High School girls basketball. It's a doubleheader. Notre Dame and Holy Trinity. The Nikes the host. Holy Trinity the visitor just about ready to get things tipped off. Always fun to be back in my home gym, Coach, calling game. As I oftentimes state, I was not a basketball star here at Notre Dame. I did participate.
But you are a Hall of Famer.
Well, we snuck in.
You are a Hall of Famer.
We snuck in, our golf team. We lost one match our last 2 years. And it was to Aquinas, the first match of my junior year. Coincidentally, Aquinas being the precursor of Holy Trinity, for those that aren't fresh with the history on the teams. And here we go. Notre Dame controls the tip. Nikes will move from right to left here in the first half in their home whites. Holy Trinity comes out in zone in their visiting blue uniforms. White numbers, white letters, and right now they got Notre Dame just passing it around the perimeter. Nothing inside the arc yet, Coach.
Yeah, Holy Trinity's going with a zone here. Going to try to make them play a little slower, and it results in an over and back turnover, which I don't know if she officially got over the line, but she did take a little crow step. So over the back or travel, either way.
That could have gone a couple different ways, but don't recognize these officials, so We don't have any names to share like we do sometimes. We'll go easy on them tonight. So here in the early going, no scores. Notre Dame is in a 2-3 zone, and there they get it inside to Pothotakis. And I'm telling you, she's tough when she gets it on the block.
Yeah, great spin move there, going to the left shoulder, and was able to get one on Deary right off the bat. In Holy Trinity, they're going to try to slow this down, but then right there you go. There's a turnover forced by that press from Notre Dame.
So Notre Dame kind of muffed it on their possession, but Holy Trinity threw it away again just as quickly. So here comes the Nikes. It's Ackerman and Ward out front. Deary, Stevens, and Todd running the baseline. Ackerman and Ward passing it back and forth about 25 feet away from the hoop. And Taylor will reset the offense.
You know, and I think this is a good move by Holy Trinity. You definitely want to try to slow it down, but, right there is a two-point basket by Deary.
Got it into Gabby for the easy bucket, and she is a handful when she gets the ball in the post. She just has great moves, great athleticism for a six-foot freshman. And there's Ackerman trying to feed it back into Deary, knocked out of bounds by Holy Trinity. And I said this about Gabby Deary the first time we had Notre Dame early in the season. Most of the time, when you get a six-foot freshman girls basketball player, maybe they don't have the strength, the athleticism yet. They're still kind of gangly. It's not the case with Deary. She's athletic. She's aggressive. She can go with both hands. Very, very impressive freshman.
If you told me she was a senior right now, I would buy that. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, she's the tallest girl on the floor, but also, yes, her skill level for a freshman is amazing.
So, Holy Trinity ball, they were trying to get it inside of Stevens, and it was knocked out of bounds by the Nikes. So Holy Trinity right now is trying to figure out how to figure out this Notre Dame press. Game tied at 2, 5.5 to go in the first quarter.
Notre Dame with a 1-2-2 press, and they're trying to keep the ball out of the middle of the floor, and what they want is long passes for Holy Trinity, which they can hopefully either pick off or have them throw out of bounds.
So it's Haas running the point for Holy Trinity, and she gets it up over the timeline, but there's Ackerman forcing another Holy Trinity turnover. Good defense by the Nikes.
Yeah, so that's three turnovers already on Holy Trinity in the first 2.5 minutes of the game, so... coach's press is definitely working. Now they just got to figure out how to break this. Notre Dame's got to figure out how to break this Holy Trinity zone half-court defense.
Here is Stevens in the corner looking to get it to Deary. She's double-teamed, kicks it into the corner to Todd. That is probably Notre Dame's best three-point shooter. Stevens drives baseline, nothing there, and she's bumped. I thought she might have stepped on the end line, but they're going to get Avery Hopper for the foul. She's got one. That's the first foul of the ball game. So Notre Dame inbounds play. Gets it to Stevens on the block. Nice move off glass. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled and will shoot two.
Good job there of Notre Dame. I would be worried if I was coaching Notre Dame that your kids would be settling for three-point baskets since Holy Trinity zone's packing it in and really trying to take away the basket. But they've done a good job so far of making sure that they're swinging the ball around and trying to get the ball inside. They haven't even taken a three-point shot yet, so good job so far as we get the first free throw down.
Stevens makes them both. Notre Dame leads 4-2 in the early going. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter from Notre Dame High School. Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet courtside. We thank Athletic Director Bill Pleen and Athletic Volunteer Monty Ward for getting us set up here in the low crow's nest. We don't climb way up into that high thing anymore. It's an insurance risk, right?
Yes,
insurance,
yes. I would not advise going up there.
Here's a steal by Deary. Left-handed layup is good.
Wow. Left-hand layup. I mean, great steal. Great job there by Gabby Deary.
So a 30-second timeout called by Holy Trinity. We'll be back in 30 with Notre Dame leading 6-2 on Fox Sports and KBUR.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
4:37 to go in the first quarter. It's been the Gabby Deary show so far for Notre Dame. The 6-foot freshman has both buckets. Two free throws for Katie Stevens, and then the Nikes lead Holy Trinity 6-2. Now another steal by the Nikes. Deary's got it on the baseline out front. Stevens feeds Todd out of bounds off of Holy Trinity, the Nikes ball. But, again, active hands by the Nikes.
Yeah, you know, and they're putting Gabby at the front of the press, which also means that usually it's one of your more active and athletic girls. So to be able to do that as your center, that's pretty impressive.
And speaking of active hands, there's Avery Hopper with a steal for Holy Trinity. Gets it over to Haas. The point guard gets it up over the timeline. She drives into the paint. Little runner good off glass.
That's Haas's second time there tonight. She's been able to get to the rim and make a good play. So obviously that's something that the Nikes are going to have to start worrying about.
There's an elbow jumper by Ackerman. No good. But out of bounds off the Lady Crusaders. It'll be Notre Dame ball. Substitution for the Nikes, Maddie Stutzman. Very good three-point shooter. And Bailey Helwig and Cassie Randolph comes in. So here comes that cousin-on-cousin matchup that I mentioned between Deary and Randolph. We'll see how these two girls square off. As Stevens drives into the lane, her 7-footer no good. Rebound Randolph.
Oh.
And they're going to get Deary on the foul, and she reached in, tried to steal it away from Haas.
Yeah, and that's what you can't do, and that's what you got to worry about in that press when you get too active, that these officials will call you for a touch foul, and Now she's got one, and she's got to make sure she doesn't pick up a quick second. Which, in that case, you know, Gabby didn't pick up there, and it leads to an easy bucket here by Holy Trinity.
Who got that bucket? I looked away for a second.
I believe it was number 12.
Tothatakis, so she's got four. 6-6 is your score. It's all tied up, and Stevens has her baseline jump shot blocked by Hopper. 3:14 to go in the first quarter. All tied up as pass goes out of bounds off Pokotakis' hands. It'll be Notre Dame ball as Regan Engberg and Abby Korshkin comes in. Korshkin, another one of these tall freshmen, comes in about 5'11". And Engberg, just a sophomore, 5'5". She got a lot of playing time as a freshman last year. So Engberg gets it up over the timeline out front to Hope Ward. Still looking to get it inside the Deary.
Yeah, they are really focusing on Gabby, trying to make sure they keep that ball out of the middle of the floor.
Out front, Ward, Engberg, just playing catch.
Yep.
Korshkin looking to get it into Deary, but nothing there. Now her pass is swatted back away. There's what you got to do against that zone, is a skip pass. And here's Korshkin, 15 front of her, shot's blocked. But Deary swats it back out to Engberg, Notre Dame ball. Ooh. There were the cousins going for a loose ball. Randolph got that one. I'm sure there's been some driveway battles over the years as Hopper hits the three, and guess what? Holy Trinity now leads 9-6.
Yeah, Holy Trinity's starting to really slow this game down, and right now Notre Dame is having trouble figuring out what to do against this zone.
And Haas steals it away from Ward. Her layup is good. 11-6. Notre Dame hasn't trailed many games this year.
No, they haven't. So they just look out of sorts right now, and they really do not have an answer for this zone.
So Deary drives into the paint out of bounds off of Pothatakis as Riley Todd comes back in. Todd doesn't have a shot yet. She's shot, a lot of threes.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, 95 threes she's hoisted this year. Notre Dame hasn't even attempted a three, which I suppose Coach Myers is trying to stick to the plan of getting it inside, but against his zone at some point, they're going to have to launch a few threes. There's Deary blocking her cousin's shot.
Back-to-back blocks, but, you know, Notre Dame also with three straight turnovers here, so they got to make sure they get a good look here, down five with a minute left in the first.
11-6 your score, minute 17 on the clock. Here's Todd and Ward playing catch. Ward tried to throw it inside to Deary, and she's fouled by Randolph.
One of the things I'm noticing, Casey, is the Notre Dame guards are standing out about 6-7 feet behind the three-point line, and it's allowing Holy Trinity to kind of just stand back and guard that middle of the floor even more. So I think the Notre Dame girls need to get a little bit closer to the three-point line. They don't look to want to shoot the ball, but they also got to cut the turnovers off. Like I said, they've had three turnovers here on the last three possessions.
Okay. Notre Dame inbounds the ball. Out front is Engberg. Over to Todd. Looking to get it baseline to Stevens. Nothing there. Now they've extended it quite a bit, but they're... Notre Dame gets a three off, no good. Rebound comes down to Pothatakis.
Yeah.
11-6. Coach Tony Johnson has to be happy with where Holy Trinity has the score right now. Three-pointer up, no good by Haas. Rebound, Holy Trinity. Haas will try it again. No good. And rebound to Korshkin, 28 seconds left. Notre Dame down five here in the first quarter.
Doesn't look like Coach is asking for one shot, so they're just going to play it out.
Engberg, three, just off the back of the rim, rebound, Hopper. Let's see if Holy Trinity can get one more shot off, 12 seconds.
Coach is telling them to hold out, but they're not doing that.
Hopper, long three, rebound, Hope Ward. Check that, it was Stevens. 2 seconds, Stevens, half-court shot, going to be close, just off the back of the rim. After one, your score, Holy Trinity 11, Notre Dame 6. Back after this on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 and 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Branch Schmitz Flooring America.
Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Brian Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
7 million clients, more than 14,000 financial advisors. How did Edward Jones become one of the biggest financial services companies in the country? By not acting that way. Financial strategies, one-on-one advice from Edward Jones financial advisors in your neighborhood. It's a big difference, and it's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Experience the difference for yourself. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or visit my office at 3211 Division Street in Burlington. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Well, after one quarter, a bit of a surprise. It's Holy Trinity 11, Notre Dame 6. The zone has been the difference so far, Coach.
It has. Holy Trinity has done a great job of making Notre Dame feel uncomfortable out on the perimeter, and it's led to some turnovers, and Notre Dame's zone press that they're putting on just doesn't seem to be working right now.
Long three by Holy Trinity, but the rebound off Hope Ward's hand. It'll be old Holy Trinity ball. I'd assume Notre Dame's going to have to start putting some threes up.
Yeah, and they really need to start getting some fast break baskets. When you're a pressing team, that usually gets you a lot of easy baskets, and when your press isn't working, you're not getting any easy baskets. So they're going to have to figure that out.
But nice feed to Cassie Randolph there. Shot blocked out of bounds off of Hope Ward's leg, so Holy Trinity inbounding underneath their own basket. Get it to Hopper. And stolen away, almost stolen away by Ward. Randolph, Postatakis, nice, fast, check that, it was, yeah, that is clear, Postatakis.
Yep.
Little inside pass there, very nice.
You know, Holy Trinity's going with that Iowa football approach, you know, they're going to slow you down, they're going to beat you with fundamentals, and so far, 9 minutes into this game, it's working.
So, Sam, another steal. There's Haas, steals it away. And Holy Trinity's got numbers. She dribbles right by Ackerman. But now it's Stevens with a steal. Outlet, Ackerman on the run out. Hopper almost blocked it away, but a nice move there by Taylor Ackerman for the Nike layup. They're on about a three-minute scoring drought. So
yep.
We'll see if that opens things up. 8-13, Notre Dame trails. Now a steal. Ackerman. Free throw line, kicks it. Todd, three, nope, ball fake. Cross court to Ward. This time, they'll get it inside to Deary. Up off glass and good.
And that's what Notre Dame historically girls basketball team has been able to do, put up a lot of points quickly. And just like that, there's a four-point run, and now all of a sudden the momentum change has started.
Now another steal. Todd got a hand on it. Outlet. Stevens on the run out. Nice little crossover Euro step. Missed the shot. Deary rebounds it. She misses it. Almost gets the rebound and does save it, but stepped out of bounds. Holy Trinity ball, but definitely more pace to what Notre Dame's doing after the quarter break.
Yeah, and a lot of that's been led so far here by Taylor Ackerman. This is coming out of the quarter change, those last 2 minutes, she's gotten very involved in this game, and I think Notre Dame's going to need her going forward to kind of give them that spark that they need. And as a senior captain, that's what she's here for.
So 13-10, Holy Trinity leads. 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter as Postatakis' shot blocked by Deary. Outlet, Ackerman, Notre Dame looking to run.
Deary with three blocks already in this game. So she's already putting up some good numbers.
And there's Gabby taking it hard to the rim. Two more for the freshman.
And assist Ackerman. So she's starting to find this team's rhythm, getting them into their set offensively, which they did not do in the first quarter. And now all of a sudden the zone's starting to put more pressure on.
Now a dribble out of bounds. And in case the officials didn't see it, Coach Myers and Coach Steve Gray were there to remind them that she did dribble it out of bounds. 30-second timeout called by Holy Trinity. We'll keep it right here, but you can already see the shift in momentum. Notre Dame's energy's higher. They're taking it to the rim, and their defensive pressure's kind of paying off.
Yeah, and then the first quarter, you know, it was about the bigs. But the second quarter, it's been more about Notre Dame's guard as far as getting that set. Holy Trinity is still playing. I wouldn't say they're playing any worse this second quarter so far, but I think Notre Dame's picked up their intensity. Holy Trinity's still sticking to the game plan, still got a one-point lead, but they need to get back to what they did well in the first quarter, which is slow Notre Dame down, take care of the ball, break the press, and get easy baskets.
So 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Holy Trinity leads by one. Notre Dame on offense trying to get it inside to Stevens. She'll kick it back out. Ackerman thinks about the three, steps in, 17-footer, good!
And she's feeling it. And she's Taylor shooting about 30% this year, which is lower than her average. But she's been battling a little bit of a confidence issue on her jump shot. But hopefully tonight she can get that fixed.
There's a long three by Holy Trinity. No good. Rebound up. Blocked by Deary. Todd's got it. Looking to get it down court to Stevens. They'll pull it back out and get the offense set up. Ackerman drives baseline into the midst of the Lady Crusader defense. They tied her up. Jump ball. It'll be
stays here.
Notre Dame ball. 14-13. Notre Dame back in the lead after being down for a couple minutes.
8-0 run.
So they got the ball into Todd. She drove hard and was fouled, I think, before the shot. So the foul was on Hopper. It's her second.
Notre Dame with no foul trouble right now. Gabby Deary's got one, and that's it. Nobody else on the team has a foul.
And that's Hopper's second. Fourth team foul. Inbounds pass to Todd. Back inside Ward up strong and got it to go.
And right away with Hopper coming out of the game, who's one of Holy Trinity's best post players, now all of a sudden Notre Dame immediately goes to the inside and attacks and able to get an easy layup underneath.
She's replaced by Brooke Mueller in the Holy Trinity lineup. Now a long three just off the front of the iron by Raquel Schneider that checked in at the break as well. Here's Ackerman over to Ward looking to get it inside the deer. Oh, they missed her. She was open, and now they tried to force it in and over her head. Holy Trinity ball.
Yeah, Ackerman's pass there, right idea, but just didn't have enough
second
touch
half
on
too
it.
Late. Yeah, yep. She was wide open right before she threw it. But
need a little bit more of a rainbow on that.
Here, Holy Trinity beats the pressure, gets it down to Mueller underneath. She decides not to try to take it up against Deary, that's got about four block shots tonight and 3 seconds called on Holy Trinity as they stood in the lane and kind of tried to decide what to do. Deary, I think, has invoked some nerves with the block shots that she has. There's the feed to Deary. This time she misses the three-footer. Good defense.
Just a little too quick with her shot. All she had to do was get a little bit more composure, and that would have been an easy layup.
Nice feed by Haas. Got it into Mueller. Basket's good. Fouls on Hope Ward, her first, team second. So that is an opportunity for a traditional three-point play. Mueller comes in shooting 47% from the line, and it's no good.
That ref on that and one call had a little Joey Townsend going on there. He got a little into that.
He was making sure everybody in the gym knew what was going on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Here's Ackerman. Three-pointer, top of the key, just short. Rebound being fought for under the rim. Going to call a jump ball. And this time it goes to Holy Trinity with the substitution. Randolph going to come back in for Pothnakis.
Well, Notre Dame doing a good job of getting back in this game, but if you're Holy Trinity, you've got to feel good about where you're at right now with 3 minutes left in this first half. You've done what your plan has been executed better than Notre Dame's plan, I thought, so far in this game.
Yeah, Notre Dame was down 5 after the first quarter. Now they lead by 1. 16-5, your score, 3 minutes to go before the popcorn break. Here's a nice pass off by Haas. Three-pointer up by Schneider. No good. Rebound, Deary.
Notre Dame still pushing the ball fast. They want to play up-tempo.
Ackerman, Deary, 17-footer. Got it.
Man.
Deary hit the 17-footer right behind the free throw line. Good look. And now they're going to get Engberg on the foul on the other end of the court. That is her...
That's her first.
Yeah, yes. Team's third. At the line is Randolph. First one is good. Cassie's a 54% free throw shooter. Been to the line 24 times this season.
As we talked about at the beginning of the game, you know, Holy Trinity shooting 50% on the season. Needs to have a good free throw shooting game tonight.
And Cassie got both of those to fall. So 18-17. Notre Dame leads by 1-2-32 before the half. Can't leave Stutzman wide open. Ah, she missed it, but a good look by Maddie. Rebound to Stevens, stolen away by Randolph. Here comes Holy Trinity. And Haas just dribbles it right through the Nike press that time.
Haas is a great ball handler, and even though she had that one stolen away there, but
yeah,
very
she
active.
Is.
Very active.
She got by...
Good
athlete. Oh, yeah, she got by Stevens with a little crossover there. You don't just do that. Stevens
yeah.
pretty athletic, pretty quick afoot. But
the one thing she's done tonight that if I could give her a tip, is she tends to jump and not know what she's doing with the ball. So... That's something that you go on to the next level, they're really going to harp on you about.
So some nice interior passing by the Nikes ends up with Stevens down on the ground, and a jump ball is called as Randolph ties her up. So it'll be Notre Dame ball as Hope Warden, Riley Todd check back in. I don't think Todd's taken a shot yet, leading
no.
score.
Yep. Yeah, they've done a pretty good job of containing her.
Inbounds play to Deary, and she's fouled, misses the shot. She'll shoot two. Foul is on... Mueller, it's her first, team's fifth. Deary is a
55.6.
Yeah. First one's a little long.
She's got a good stroke. I'm surprised that her free throw shooting is that low, but you know, looking on this, the Notre Dame girls have got some players in the 50s, which is pretty surprising.
Second one, much better. And good. So let's see. She's got 2-4, channeling my inner Ralph White. 2-4, 10-11 is what Deary has. 11 of the 19 for the Nikes. Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity. 19-17, minute 40 to go before half as Ackerman almost stole it away out of bounds off the Nikes.
Gabby Deary already 2 points above her average, and we're not even to halftime yet.
And leading scorer, Riley Todd, scoreless thus far. Hadn't even shot. They get the ball into Haas. Over the corner is a three-pointer by Schneider. No good. Rebound, Ward. Ward over the timeline. In the corner is Todd. Cross court to Stevens. Ackerman looking to get it inside to Deary. Nothing there. Good defense by her cousin, Cassie Randolph. Now Stevens, strong drive. Shot's no good. Deary has the rebound. Gets to Ackerman. Minutes ago, Ackerman... feeds Stevens, and a good shot up over the outstretched arms of Pothotakis and Randolph for Katie.
Great inside-outside there by Stevens and Ackerman to get an easy bucket with under a minute to play here in the half.
21-17, your score as Holy Trinity barely beats the 10-second call. And there's a feed to Randolph. She's tied up by Ward. And a jump ball call. It'll stay on this side of the court. Substitution for Holy Trinity is Bailey Helwig coming in for Schneider. 44 seconds left in the half. Notre Dame 21, Holy Trinity 17. Haas drives baseline. Well, there she did that.
Yeah, she's
jump
she's
and
done
didn't
that.
Have anywhere to go.
She does that a lot. Haas.
It's easy to do.
Yep.
You see it in high school all the
yep.
time.
You get in the air and you're like, oh shoot, what am I going to do now?
I remember, I think Coach Randy Trine, it was either Trine or maybe John West who he had. He's like, planes don't take off without a destination in mind. Know where you're going if you leave the floor.
Yes, yes.
So, miss by Haas. Rebound, Nikes. 20 seconds left in the half. Notre Dame 21, Holy Trinity 17. Looking to get the last bucket of the second quarter are the Nikes. Beery, elbow, feed, Stevens, off glass, no good, gets her own rebound, put back, no good. She'll try again and got it! Relentless effort by the sophomore. At the half, Notre Dame 23, Holy Trinity 17. Back with a quick recap of this first half in 30 seconds. Right, we'll do a minute. We'll do a minute. Donnie Claypool back at the River Park Play Studios making us sound good. So, Donnie, we'll be back in a minute here on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and Fox Sports.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
A chance of rain and snow overnight and some patchy fog in the early evening. Otherwise cloudy, a low near 29 degrees. Little or no ice accumulation and less than half an inch of snow possible. Tomorrow cloudy with a high of 32. Tomorrow night mostly cloudy, a low near 25. Our Sunday cloudy with a high of 32. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low near 25. Monday, cloudy, high of 33. And Tuesday, cloudy, with a high near 34.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. It's halftime of game one of our high school doubleheader, 23-17, Notre Dame in the lead after trailing in the first quarter. First quarter was all Holy Trinity. They played at the pace they wanted to play at. Second quarter was all Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame outscored Holy Trinity there 17-6 in the second quarter, and it was led by their defense. They were able to get steals and get some easy layups, and they were able to do a better job of figuring out how to score underneath the basket against Holy Trinity's zone. And offensively, I think that Holy Trinity got in a little bit of foul trouble with Hopper going out of the game. And once Hopper got out of the game, it really changed both Holy Trinity's offense and defense. So hopefully getting her back in the second half with only two fouls to start, hopefully that'll help Holy Trinity get back into this game. But they have made their free throws, which we said they needed to do. They just need to do a little bit better job of taking care of the ball against that really good Notre Dame pressure.
And zero three-pointers for Notre Dame. Don't say that very often. They're not shooting as many this year as they have in years past. They've got 68 on the season, so they're maybe averaging, I'm not a mathematician, four-ish, five-ish a game. But none so far. The only three of the night came from Avery Hopper in the first quarter. So we'll see if they come out and get some threes up as well. But, Gabby Deary offensively was huge. For the Nikes in the first half and defensively on both ends of the court.
Yeah, I mean, she averages almost 9 points a game, and she's already got 11. So she's done a tremendous job. And, Notre Dame girls are shooting 28.3% this year from the three. So not as good of a three-point percentage as they have in the past. And I think that's due to the fact that they have such a good post team. And so in the past, their bigs have complemented their outstanding guards. This year, the guards are complementing their outstanding post players. So you have that in high school ball, and it's been a good night so far. It's been a good second quarter, but these first 4 minutes of the second or in the second half are going to be critical for Notre Dame and Holy Trinity.
So Holy Trinity, when they got the ball inside, were effective, but with Deary on the post, she definitely was altering some shots. Potokas has six, all right, at on the post at the bucket. Ashlyn Haas has a couple buckets on the move. Hopper has the three. That is pretty much it for Holy Trinity scoring. And then, as we mentioned, Ackerman has four. Stevens, two free throws and two buckets for six. Deary, what do we say, 11? At the half, just about half of the 23 points. Hope Ward has one bucket, so that kind of rounds out the scoring. So, again, at halftime, it's Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity in the girls' game, the boys' game coming up after this. So, again, your score, Notre Dame 23, Holy Trinity 17. Back in 3 minutes with the second half here on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and Fox Sports Radio.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
This is a Fox News alert. On to Article 2. I'm Lee Silicera. The final day of opening statements in President Trump's impeachment trial has House managers focusing on obstruction of Congress. Impeachment manager Hakeem Jeffries says the president can't invoke executive privilege to keep witnesses from appearing.
One of the most sacred principles of justice is that no man should be the judge in his own case. And yet, that is exactly what President Trump has been determined to do. But this is America. He cannot be judge, jury, and executioner.
Manager Jerry Nadler says the president clearly obstructed Congress.
He wants to be all-powerful. He does not have to respect the Congress. He does not have to respect the representatives of the people. Only his will goes. He is a dictator. This must not stand.
President's attorney Jay Sekulow.
This idea that you obstruct Congress by exercising, I've said this before, exercising constitutional privileges is absurd.
The president's team begins to make its case tomorrow. President Trump responding to a claim by ABC News that they have a recording of him calling for the firing of Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch months before she was recalled.
I wouldn't have been saying that. I probably would have said it was Rudy there or somebody, but I make no bones about it. I want to have ambassadors. I have every right. I want ambassadors that are chosen by me. I have a right to hire and fire ambassadors.
The full interview with the president airs tonight on the Ingram Angle on Fox News. A snowplow struck and killed two people in Kansas early this morning after a winter storm. It happened shortly after 5 a.m. after the National Weather Service issued winter weather advisories for parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and other parts of the Midwest and Plains. China's confirmed 41 deaths now from coronavirus. America is listening to Fox News.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Now you can smell the popcorn and hot dogs. Happy Joe's Pizza. It's halftime here at the girls' game, Notre Dame High School. The Nikes lead, visiting Holy Trinity in the Holy War. Dubbed by Cody Van Fleet here, my partner in crime. And Notre Dame leading 23-17, thanks to official scorer Todd Ackerman, who apparently has listeners all the way down in Plano, Texas tonight. All those Ackermans in Plano. Yeah, he actually does something up here at the ball games other than just come and drink Diet Pepsis and cheer. I can't speak
fair,
to what he does at Two
it
Rivers.
It was his wonderful, amazing wife, Carrie, who actually did the stats. He just took the picture and texted those over
even
to
better.
Us.
Okay, there we go.
So let's make sure that we get that.
Give credit where credit is
yes.
due. The,
yes.
Okay, okay. So, well, our two favorite Sooners, two of our three favorite Sooners. We can't leave our friend Tobias out as far as local Sooner fans. But we thank Todd for and Carrie for providing us with the stats. We thank their families for listening down in Texas. For all I know, I've got I got brother, a sister-in-law, and two nephews and a niece down there. Two nieces, I get three nieces. They're married now, so it's I don't know. Matt, Ben, Nort, Cindy, you guys listening down there? My brother starred on this floor back in the day. He actually was a stud basketball player. Pee Wee and I, more on the gridiron is where we belong. But brother Kevin down there in Plano was quite the hooper back in the mid 70s.
Those of you that follow Iowa basketball on Twitter was able to see this week the dance moves that you guys have. You know, you may not be the best basketball, but dance moves are definitely, you guys got it.
There were some dance moves, and we're back to action. There's Ackerman, takes the opening pass, lets a three fly, no good, rebound. Haas. So Notre Dame comes right out and lets a three fly. We'll see if that's part of the second half game plan.
Yeah, I'm sure coaches told them they need to not rely so heavily on the inside game, but you know what? Right now that inside game's working.
Three-pointer up by Schneider, no good. Rebound Ward. Here's Todd on the other end, and she's going to let a three fly, no good, out of bounds to the Nikes.
Notre Dame shot 35.7% from the floor, which is right about their average. They're averaging 36, so not much different from what they normally do.
Now almost a steal by Holy Trinity, but Haas was out of bounds, so it'll be Nike's ball.
Notre Dame 0 for 6 from the three-point line in the first half.
Now they get it right inside to Deary. Good defense by Holy Trinity. Todd lets another three fly. Trying to adjust it. Her first one was deep. That one was short. I predict the next one will be on the money. We'll see as Haas finds a streaking Pototakis. She kicks it back out to Schneider out front. Hopper, three in the air. Just rattling around, no good. And the cousins doing battle. And Cassie wins that one. Cassie Randolph and Gabby Deary, first cousins. Their mothers are sisters. I'm going to go on record as saying, and hopefully both mothers are listening, these daughters, way more athletic than their moms. I'm not going to get the dads involved. I don't want to get in trouble with them as much. But
Gabby just had a good block there on her cousin. She's got four blocks already on the night.
She did, and on the other end, she lets a 16-footer go from just behind the free throw line. No good. 23-17, your score. Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity as the Notre Dame pressure heats up, and Holy Trinity turns it again.
I will say this, I think Holy Trinity has a totally different look with Hopper on the floor. She obviously is really controls offensively and defensively what they do in the post, and that was a big factor so in the first half when she was out. So having her back on the floor here hopefully will help Holy Trinity get back in this game.
So Stutzman in for the Nikes, and Deary got a bucket in on the post as I was trying to take a note here. So she's got 13 now, 25-17. Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity, 6:17 to go in the third quarter. Hopper out front trying to get it out to Haas. Now stolen away by Stevens. Drives the distance. Bank shot's good.
Good coast-to-coast there by Stevens.
Great body control to get to the rim and not foul because they were set up for the charge. Now a steal by Ward on the run out. Feeds Deary. Good defense by Schneider. Out of bounds off Deary. Good defense there by Schneider getting back.
Yep.
Yeah, Coach Johnson for Holy Trinity wants a timeout. He didn't want this one to get out of hand. It's now a 10-point Nike lead. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio. 104.5 and 1360 and 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School, where the Nikes have ran out to a 10-point lead over visiting Holy Trinity 27-17, and Coach Johnson wanted a timeout after that last Notre Dame bucket. Trying to probably calm the girls down and not let Notre Dame just take this one
all
the way to the house.
With Notre Dame's firepower, if this thing gets above 15, it's probably over, especially in the high school game where you're really down to 14 minutes left total in the game. So they're going to – good call, good timeout. Can't take them with you, so you might as well use them, and good to get Holy Trinity back on track here.
So Holy Trinity does a nice job beating the – Notre Dame press now. Randolph doing battle with Deary. And Deary blocked the first one. Cassie got the rebound, put it back up, and Gabby fouled her. So a foul on, no, wait a minute.
Yep,
they're
going to
get Hope Ward on the foul, actually. So that's Ward's second, first this half on the Nikes. Pretty cleanly played game. That's only the ninth foul total between both teams throughout tonight's game. So first free throw by Randolph is good. She's 3 for 3 from the stripe, soon to go 4 for 4. Nah, just rolled out.
Oh, you jinxed her.
Well, I'll only say anything like that in the third quarter. I'd never say anything like that in the fourth quarter as they feed Stevens on the other side. She can't get it to go. Good defense by Hopper. She comes up with the rebound, and here comes Haas.
You know, Stevens is very active, but, you know, as only a sophomore, she is going to get better. These inside game for Notre Dame. Freshman and sophomore, they're going to be good for the next couple years.
So a long three by Schneider, rebounded by Deary. Her and Randolph tied up in a jump ball, and this time it'll be Holy Trinity's ball. And checking in for them, Bailey Helwig, who inbounds it to Haas, tries to get it back to Helwig. Poked away by Deary, and here comes Hope Ward. Steal by the Nikes. Stutzman, Ward. Cross court to Ackerman. Looking to get it inside to Stevens. Nothing there. Stutzman will let a three fly. No good. Notre Dame Ofer from behind the line. But Hope Ward, rebound. And the putback.
Good offensive rebound there. And put back by the Nikes to extend this lead just a little bit more.
There's a nice press break. They threw it over the top. Good pass by Hoppe to Pototakis. She's fouled on her way to the basket by Ward. She's now got three. And Pototakis will shoot two. Just 6 for 17 from the line this year. First one is perfect.
The one thing you got to worry about when you're a pressing team is once they break the press, you have a hard time getting back and getting your half-court defense set up. And, you know, that's just a common problem for all fast-paced defensive teams. And it's cost Notre Dame a couple baskets tonight.
Second free throw, no good. Hopper had the rebound for a minute, but now Stevens took it away, and she'll drive the distance. No good. Rebound, Hopper.
And again, she's had two of those here in the last 2 minutes that she's missed, but
there's a long pass over the Notre Dame defense. Pototakis, nice layup.
Missed basket on the Notre Dame end leads to a fast break basket on the Holy Trinity end.
29-21, your score. Deary tries to score it. She throws it away, though, and she poked in the eye. She's trying to get her vision back, and here is Regan Engberg, who just checked in. She's got a steal up over the timeline, guarded by Haas. Ackerman in the corner looking to get it to Stevens. Nothing there. She'll back it out. 3.5 to go in the third quarter of game one of our doubleheader. Now Notre Dame's back to passing it around the perimeter. You can't do that against the zone.
Yeah. You know, and the one thing I do like, though, is you have to, as a team, figure out when you have an offensive fast break opportunity and when you need to move it out. And in that case, they had an opportunity to run offense, and they got a good look inside, but Gabby Deary was blocked there and not able to get it.
Now a steal. Stevens. Deary goes apart to the left hand. She's going to be fouled by Hopper. That's her third foul. Team's first this half for Holy Trinity. So, Deary has a chance to put Notre Dame back up 10. First free throw. Rattled around, no good. Korshkin coming back in for the Nikes, spelling Stevens. Schneider and Mueller return for Holy Trinity. So they've got Pototakis, Mueller, Schneider, Helwig, and Haas. The Nikes have Deary, whose second free throw is good. She's got 14, a game-high 14 of the Nikes' 30 points. 30-21, 3:10 to go in the third quarter. So the Nikes have Deary, Engberg, Todd, Korshkin, and Ackerman. Is three-pointer up and good for Bailey Helwig.
You know, and that's the thing that could get Holy Trinity back in this game, because Notre Dame's not having a good night shooting the three, and if Holy Trinity can knock a couple down, they're going to get right back in this thing.
Another three-pointer by Todd. She is off tonight. She's 0 for 3 from deep. And bring Hope Ward in.
Looks like
Notre Dame was going to kind of have a self-sub. Now Coach Meyer's going to call a timeout and calm them down. 30-24, Notre Dame leading, 2:49 to go in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio and KBUR.
Case buying. It's a credit union thing. What's a credit union thing, you say? It's being a member, not a customer. It's lower lending rates and personal service. It's less fees and a whole lot more. Need I go on? Case buying. Your community credit union. It's where you belong. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you can join.
Case Spine at 485 West Burlington Avenue in Burlington or in Fort Madison's Lodi Mall.
Well, back in December, it was Notre Dame handing Holy Trinity a 19-point loss. But Holy Trinity holding their own against the home Nikes. Right now it's Notre Dame 30 and Holy Trinity 24. A backcourt violation there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a banked in two by
Ackerman.
Ackerman, okay.
She called it. I'm sure she called it. We're a little high up here. We're not in the crow's nest, but I'm pretty sure I heard a bank call there.
The tater tot. Good looking shot puts Notre Dame back up eight. Now another three by Helwig, no good. Rebound, Engberg. And not that it matters that much.
Much needed basket, though, there by Notre Dame. That was down to six, and some momentum was starting to move around. That big basket there by Taylor.
And you know the rules better than I, but they called a backcourt violation on Holy Trinity. They had thrown it over the timeline as Ackerman lets a three fly. Finally, the door opens from downtown.
That's her second long-range basket here in the last two possessions. So she's starting to feel it a little bit with 5 points here in the last minute.
So an 11-point Nike lead, biggest one of the night. Minute 37 to go in the third quarter, and they're going to get, I think, Korshkin.
Yes.
On a little push.
So quickly to answer your question, a half-court violation, you have to get everything across to start it, and then only any part of your body is an invisible line on the way back. So when they called the over and back on the first time, they had just gotten the ball across the line. But
oh, nice inbounds pass there as Pokatakis scores an easy bucket for Holy Trinity. But yeah, what had happened is Holy Trinity threw it over, but the girl came running in from the backside and was in the air.
Yep. So when she caught it, since she any part of her body was across that line, that's automatically
even in the air.
Back.
Doesn't matter.
Yep,
okay.
Even in the air. It's an invisible line.
So there's Stevens, baseline jump shot, no good. They're going to get Deary on the – now, let's see this call.
Over the back.
Well, he did call a push.
Okay.
Because over the back really is not a call.
Yeah.
You can push. Yeah. You can
technically
hold.
Technically, you're pushing them over their back.
Correct. So that is Deary's second, team's third. But that was a case where Deary's taller and pretty athletic. She just jumped over the girl.
Yeah.
Now, maybe there was contact. I couldn't see from where we're at, but that gets called so often. It happens out of Southeastern all the time, too, where that 7-foot kid from Indian Hills the other night, he jumped over a couple of our guys by a foot and ripped a rebound right up over their head. And they called the foul, but I'm like, great for SEC, but I'm like, there's not a foul if you jump higher and just reach over.
Yeah,
him.
If both guys are going straight up, you should not call the foul. The question is the person on defense pushing?
Correct.
Or on offense, pushing that person.
Yeah, forward. Whoever's behind him, correct. Yeah.
Is there force?
All right, enough philosophical rules discussion. Minute to go, third quarter. Nikes have the ball. Ackerman trying to get it into Stevens. Out of bounds off of Stevens' foot. It'll be Holy Trinity ball. 35-26, Notre Dame in the lead right now.
Good idea there by Ackerman. Got the ball inside and was able to get a good bounce pass to Stevens. She just couldn't hang on to it.
Now a long pass just out the outstretched arms of Raquel Schneider. It'll be Notre Dame ball with 45 seconds left in the third quarter.
Those are the ones you hate if you're a coach of Holy Trinity. You know, you got a little bit of momentum, and then you throw the ball out of bounds.
Ackerman, dribble drive, little scoop shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Good job, Taylor. 30 seconds in the third quarter.
Coach is calling for one.
Yep,
he's calling for one, and fortunately, I think Ingberg wanted to shoot that shot, but she had a bad catch, and so fortunately, Taylor was able to get the ball in her hands and close it out. You'll probably see them about 6 seconds try to get a shot off, get a chance of an offensive rebound.
Ackerman feeds Stevens, 6 foot jumper, no good, rebound to Pothotakis, and that'll do it for the third quarter with Notre Dame leading 35 over Holy Trinity 26. Back with the fourth quarter after this on Fox Sports 104.5 at 1360 AM, KBUR.com, and 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
12-9 Notre Dame that quarter.
I think we're still here. We are here. We'll keep it here. Keep it here.
We'll do it live.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Hey, we got some real help here. Come on, girls. You have to be way better than your dad. Huh? No? Okay. High five. Oh, they leave me hanging. They leave me hanging. The Van Fleet girls.
In the house.
In action. And the Nikes back in action as Hope Ward steals away the ball from Holy Trinity on their first possession of the fourth quarter. Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. 35-26 your score. Nikes leading as Ward lets a three fly and got it. 38-26, biggest lead of the night for the Nikes.
Yeah, and that's a big one.
Here's Helwig. Nice feed to Pothotakis. Oh. And she's fouled on the way to the basket. I tell you, when they get the ball to the paint,
they do
good stuff with it.
Yep, and Pothotakis, you know, really hasn't done much here in the second half. You know, she looked good in the first quarter, but hasn't done much since. So she missed that free throw. You can just kind of tell by her body language. She's a little frustrated out there right now, but maybe this will get her going again. Missed it, but got the offensive rebound by Hopper, and Holy Trinity is getting the ball back.
Randolph drives baseline, kicks it out to Hopper. Her 16-footer from the baseline is good. 10-point game. Notre Dame in the lead.
Hopper's mom's from Dallas City, my hometown, so you know that's where they get that shooting ability.
Oh,
that's
sure.
Dallas City, Illinois thing right there.
I'm sure, no doubt.
That's what we do.
Ackerman, three, little bit long, rebound, comes down to Riley Todd, and it's her putback's no good, but she's fouled and will shoot. Foul is on, who'd they call it on?
Pothotakis.
Claire Pothotakis, so her second, and the second team foul as Todd, man, she just is ice cold tonight.
Yeah, and you can tell by the way she missed her free throw, she gets her own rebound back and kind of slams the ball back to the official. She is very frustrated.
She's the best shooter. Second best, I guess. But she's a very good shooter. 71% from the line. She missed them both?
Yep, missed them both.
I looked away for a moment. That's just she's out of sorts tonight. She'll be back. There's no doubt about that. 38-28, Notre Dame in the lead over Holy Trinity as a hopper jump shot. As check that, that was Helwig with the jump shot, no good. Rebound Ward. Down to Stevens. Chill at a three fly, no good. Deary rebound. And fouled.
And you know, Todd's having a rough night from the floor. Everybody can obviously see that. But as a coach, the thing you got to sell after this game is, hey, our leading scorer hasn't scored a basket yet and has having a rough night, but we're still up 10 because other players have stepped up. Players like Gabby Deary, Taylor Ackerman. So there's positives you can point out of that.
Here's Stevens on the inbound play. No good. Rebound comes down to Randolph. So Pothatak has picked up her third foul on that possession. So she'll take a seat down next to Coach Johnson as Randolph with an easy basket. I'll check that. Is that Randolph? Haas with the easy basket in transition for Holy Trinity. So 8-point game. Holy Trinity not going away yet.
Nope.
5:45 to go in the game.
Next couple minutes here are important for Notre Dame. They do not want to let this thing slip down into a 5-6-point game where anything can happen.
Ward, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Randolph, almost stolen away by Deary. She's in pain.
Yeah.
Ooh, this isn't good. And she rolled her ankle. She is in severe pain. Oh, you hate to see that.
Yep.
So we'll get our Great River athletic trainer, Aaron, out there to check and see what's going on.
Yeah, it looked like there was a collision there. She probably stepped on somebody's foot and her left ankle looked like it rolled, but hopefully it's nothing serious. It looks like she's got ankle braces on both
which
ankles.
Yep. A ton.
But usually for a kid at that age that's got two ankle braces on means there's probably been some ankle injuries there in the past. Mm-hmm. So hopefully she's all right. Looks like they're getting her up and She seems to be getting helped off the floor. I think we've probably seen the last of her tonight.
Aaron Bush will get her taken care of. Coach Walters helping her off the floor. So 5:27 to go. Could be a critical time in the game. Gabby Deary down with a twisted ankle, and Notre Dame is leading by 8. Here's Holy Trinity back on offense. Haas out front. Hopper. Cross court to Helwig. Almost stolen away by Ackerman. Oh, the Holy Trinity faithful wanted a foul, but no call by the refs. So good zone defense by the Nikes. Randolph in the corner.
So 6-foot freshman Gabby Deary out of the game, and now we have 5'11 freshman Abby Korshkin that's going to be asked to step up.
And she almost creates the steal.
Yep,
and
she
does. A scrum on the floor. I think they're going to call a foul on Holy Trinity.
Yep.
Yeah. Foul on Cassie Randolph, her second.
So now if you're Notre Dame, you got to kind of change your game plan up a little bit because your leading scorer in this game is out. You've got an 8-point lead with 5 minutes to go. Time and score, you want to make sure you're getting good shots. You don't want to go super slow, but you also want to be a little bit more conservative maybe. Make sure you're getting good looks. Maybe get to the free throw line.
Yeah, and at this point, with no shot clock in the game, and if Holy Trinity is going to sag, I think Coach Myers will pass it back and forth out front until they see a gap in the zone.
Yeah.
38-30 your score, 4:25 to go in the game. Notre Dame leading. They've led almost all the way. It was Holy Trinity leading early in the first quarter, but it's been all Nikes in the second half. Here's Stutzman. Back over to Ackerman. Now they've extended the defense. They're going to get Randolph on the foul.
Yep. You know, and this is where I would love to see Iowa High School basketball go to a shot clock, but I just don't ever see it happening. First of all, the cost of it. You know, shot clocks cost you $3,000 maybe to get them and get them set up, and every school's not going to want to do that. So,
you need somebody else to run it.
Yeah, you got to have somebody else to run it.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if it did, I might get back into coaching because, boy, that changes things a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
unless
they extend this defense, I think the Nikes are just going to pass it around. I mean, 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go.
Yep.
You're up 8. Holy Trinity's not extending outside of the three-point line. So A long three up by Stevens. No good. And a foul on the rebound. It'll be on the Nikes.
Coach, assistant coach Steve Gray down there kind of throwing his hands up saying, you know, hey, we don't need that shot right now. And, you know, now you just got to get a stop. Stops and rebounds.
Fouls on Ward, her fourth. And the 16th foul as a three-pointer goes up by Helwig. No good. Rebound, Stevens. And she's off to the races. Here she goes. Can't get the runner to go. She's fouled and will shoot two. Foul is on Hopper. She's got four. And that's their sixth team foul.
You know, Gabby Deary, Stevens, Ingberg, you know, they got Notre Dame has a lot of young talent. Now, they are talented, but again, they are young. And so those are things that they get older and mature and get some more varsity minutes under their belt, they'll start to figure out the concept of time and score and what they need to do. And, you know, you're just going to have to go through those growing pains if you're Coach Myers and the staff. It's a good problem to have. I'd rather have a young group that's very talented and is learning, getting actual game experience in big games, than have a bunch of seniors that played behind people that haven't had a chance to get out there and get any exposure.
So Notre Dame up 10, 3 minutes to go in this game. Holy Trinity looking for the three. There it is. Looks good and is.
Yep. Hopper.
That's her second three of the night, 40-33. Notre Dame leading by seven.
Yeah, big basket there. And, again, Notre Dame's going to try to pull it out. Smart play by Ackerman. It says, hey, you're not going to come out and guard us.
Stevens gets it at the elbow, turns around, and the 11-footer no good. Rebound Hopper, and Holy Trinity can cut it to four. They're going to get tied on the push, and that should be 1-1.
Yep. I did just see, for those of you listening, I did see Gabby Deary just walk back in, and it does look like she's probably done for the night. They're taping an ice pack onto her as we speak. So she probably will be done. But the good news is that she just walked here back into the gym. So I don't think it will be anything too serious.
Great news for Nike fans is the first free throw by Hopper. No good. Rebound to Katie Stevens. And out front over the timeline is Ackerman. Her and Todd just going to play catch until that Holy Trinity defense extends. 2:16 to go. Notre Dame up 7.
And fortunately for Notre Dame, Holy Trinity hasn't been able to capitalize on these possessions down here. If they were doing that, all of a sudden this lead's going to shrink and it's going to force Notre Dame to run their offense, but they're just not going to do that right now. Holy Trinity now going, it looks like, to a man-to-man and extending it. Well, maybe they are back in the zone.
Can't tell.
I don't know if it's not really a box and one. I think it's just a zone that they've extended out, put more pressure. So...
And there they hit Engberg at the free throw line. Looks like she was going to go, but now she kicked it back out. Here's Ackerman, guarded by Helwig.
This is where those fundamentals, you're talking to your team, meeting your passes, pass fakes, being strong with the ball, and you know, talking to each other.
Randolph bumps Ackerman, so that's going to be Cassie's fourth foul as well. Team's seventh, so Ackerman will go to the line.
Notre Dame was able to peel off well over a minute there on that possession. So, you know, with only a minute 25 left in this game and a 7-point lead, it's the best offense you can do.
Ackerman's first free throw, good. So Taylor's had a nice second half. Got her for 10. I think they all came in the second half.
You know,
maybe one bucket in the
Taylor's
first
shooting 58.8% from the free throw line. Last year she shot 82%. And, you know, talking to her family before the game, I think it's just something that mentally she's been kind of a funk. But those two shots that she hit in the third and fourth quarter were
huge
in getting her confidence level up and getting the Nikes now a 9-point lead with a minute 25 left.
Yeah, so Ackerman drains both free throws. Your score 42-33, and Coach Myers wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here. The time that Notre Dame's been able to take off the clock in the fourth quarter at this point has been the difference, at least in the end of the game.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and I think guard play at this level is so big. And if you have, in order to have a great team, a truly great team, you have to have a good point guard, you have to have a good post player, and then you have to have some good role people around that, good shooters, good passers. And you know, I think tonight Taylor's done a good job of kind of being that point guard and that senior leader, floor general. And obviously in the post, Gabby Geary's had a great night, and Stevens has contributed well. And I think they've got all the makings to possibly have a chance to get back to Des Moines here either this year and then over the next couple years.
You know, and they're deep. Notre Dame can bring 3, 4, 5 girls off the bench, and you don't lose much.
Yep.
Engberg, Stutzman comes off the bench, can really shoot it. Korchkin comes off the bench. We haven't seen Jaden yet, but I know she's capable off the bench. That makes a difference when you can go 8-9 deep as Holy Trinity misses a 3, rebound to Stevens, and here's Riley Todd trying to get it up over the timeline, stolen away by Pothotakis, and they're going to call her for the travel, which, I agree with the Holy Trinity faithful. I think Todd maybe shuffled her feet long before
I think
girl got her hands on it. Minute to go, Notre Dame 42, Holy Trinity 33. Game one of a doubleheader. Boys game coming up next. There it is. Notre Dame throws it away.
Yep.
So Coach Johnson and the girls not done yet.
Yep. And Holy Trinity didn't look like they were trying to foul there. I think I'd get to a point now where I'd be looking to foul probably anybody but Ackerman, since she's made a couple this half. Going to call a foul here on Taylor.
So that is her first.
Yep.
But eighth overall. So free throws for Holy Trinity. Pothotakis misses the first. Rebound Stevens. Here comes Ward.
Pothotakis missed the two before that. So she's gone 0-for-3 here in the second half from the free throw line.
So 35 seconds left. 9-point lead, and I'm surprised the Holy Trinity's not fouling yet.
I think he's just told them to play good defense, and I don't know if I'd say they're conceding, but sure looks like it with down 9.
See, now you foul, so you lost 40 seconds. Could have done that at the 55-second mark, but either way, that's how they chose to play it. So Ackerman will go back to the line.
Yep.
And shoot two. The foul was on Helwig, her first, team's eighth. And 3 dribbles from Taylor. Knees bent, release, rotation, splash.
Her free throws look, she doesn't shoot it like somebody is shooting 58.8% from the free throw line.
Pretty pure.
I think she's had a pretty good night tonight.
Oh, yeah, there it is. 4-for-4, that'll probably cap it off. Nike's 44, Holy Trinity 33. Nice long pass down to Schneider. Can't get the layup to go, but she's fouled and will shoot 2. Foul is on Stevens, her first, team's 9th. Schneider is she's 5-for-16 from the line, so opportunity to improve that percentage. First one just a little wide left. 14 seconds left. Notre Dame will improve to 14-1 on the season. And second one also just a little bit left as well. So Notre Dame will salt this one away. And
3 girls tonight, double figures for Notre Dame. And, pretty balanced attack and good win tonight for these girls. Coach Myers. Keep them with a 1-point lead in the, or a 1-game lead in the standings.
Yeah, so your final score is Notre Dame 44, Holy Trinity 33. So Holy Trinity, I'd say, definite improvement from the first time these two teams met, where Notre Dame about won by 20. So Coach Johnson has to at least feel good about that. You never feel good about a loss, but at least they're improving. I thought they played great in the first half and Again, your final is Notre Dame 44, Holy Trinity Girls 33. Back to recap this one in 1 minute on KBUR and Fox Sports Radio.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Frank Schmitz Flooring America. Frank Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Frank Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Casey Fleming.
Casey Fleming joined by Cody Van Fleet, courtside here at Notre Dame where the Nikes knock off the Holy Trinity Lady Crusaders 44-33 in game one. A game that started out all Holy Trinity. Matter of fact, Lady Crusaders were up 9-6 on a three-pointer by Avery Hopper. They led 11-6 after the first quarter. Notre Dame stormed back in the second quarter, took a six-point lead to the halftime break, 23-17, and started off that third quarter with a little run, but Holy Trinity hung in there. Matter of fact, they cut it down to 7 points at one point in the fourth quarter, but again, the Nikes end up with the 11-point win, 44-33. Gabby Deary was big early, offensively and defensively, led him in scoring. I assume probably rebounding and had about four block shots. But Taylor Ackerman, I'm going to give my game ball. We don't officially have a game ball to give, but I'm going to give it to Taylor Ackerman. I mean, I think she hit those big three. She had a big three, hit some big outside buckets, and then she kind of closed things down with the free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, and Taylor has been playing varsity basketball since her freshman year. So when she was a freshman, Notre Dame had kind of, I don't know, I guess for Notre Dame standards, I guess you could say, because it had fallen off a little bit. So she's played a lot of basketball over these last 4 years, and she understands what it takes to win these rivalry games, and I thought she did a great job tonight. She has not shot good from the floor this year, but the second half she hit a long two-pointer and then came right back down and hit a three, hit some free throws late. And I think that first shot in the third quarter really gave her some confidence and had a really big game tonight. Really happy to see her playing well.
Yeah, and the Nikes got, this is unofficial, 2, 4, 6, 9. I got her for 13. I think Deary had 14. Katie Stevens had a nice second half, 2, 4, 6. She had 10. And then Hope Ward's a couple buckets for 7. And no points for the leading scorer, Riley Todd. Yeah. She just had an off shooting night, so she'll be back. She'll rebound from it, and she'll be back when Notre Dame gets back in action next week against. So let's see, they got to go to New London, which will be an opportunity for her to get her shot back, and she'll work in practice, and she'll be back. But just an off night for the senior, Riley Todd. And Stutzman, also a great three-point shooter. I think she was 0-for-3 from downtown. So, you know, off-shooting night for some of the Nikes. But, again, they prevailed. Again, your final score, 44-33. And, you know, Holy Trinity, like I said, I saw a lot of improvement from them. They made a couple threes. When they get the ball to Pontotakis and Randolph in the paint, they're very effective. So they definitely have a lot to build on.
Yeah, and, you know, yes, Todd had a bad night, but give Holy Trinity a lot of credit for that. Their half-court zone forced Notre Dame to, do things differently than they do offensively, and Todd wasn't able to get any easy baskets. And sometimes in games that happens where you're not getting in a good flow or good rhythm. She missed a couple free throws in the second half that just kind of added to her frustration, and you could tell. But you know, again, these girls are. Played a lot of basketball together. Even the young players have played a lot of travel basketball together. So I think they understand, you know, what they need to do and what they need to do to win games. And so good win tonight for them, and good effort by Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity was led by Claire Pothotakis, had her for 11 unofficially, and Ashlyn Haas for 6. Hopper had 2 three-pointers and another bucket for 8. Bailey Helwig had a three-pointer, and I had Cassie Randolph with 3 free throws to round out the Holy Trinity scoring. Again, your final in tonight's girls game is the Notre Dame Nikes improving to 13-1 as they down Holy Trinity 44-33. The Lady Crusaders even their record up at 8-8. That's it for the girls game. Boys game, nightcap coming up next after this 1 minute break on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. KBUR.com. Tell your family and friends abroad, worldwide, you want to listen. We're streaming on KBUR.com and also Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360. Back in a minute with the preview of the boys' game here on KBUR.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Kathleen Maloney. On this final day of their arguments for removing President Trump from office, House impeachment manager Val Demings focusing on the obstruction of Congress charge.
If we allow President Trump to escape accountability, we will inflict lasting damage on the separation of powers among our branches of government.
The president's legal team begins making arguments in his defense tomorrow.
I think they need to take their time and do it calmly, systematically, and based on the facts.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Now, although Senator Elizabeth Warren is being kept off the presidential campaign trail by the impeachment trial, she says her strong organization in 31 states will hurt President Trump's chances for re-election in key battleground states this coming November. America is listening to Fox News.
A little crackle in the voice there. My speech teacher, Mary Jo Deutscher, would say, drink more water, young man. Keep those vocal cords hydrated, huh? Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet, courtside, by the Minette Gymnasium, Notre Dame High School. The opener won by the Nikes. Notre Dame 44, Holy Trinity 33. Now it's time to shift our focus to the boys' game, which was a real dogfight down at the Schottenkirk Gymnasium at Holy Trinity. It was a 46-45. It was the last second shot that Notre Dame needed to beat Holy Trinity. That was back on the 13th of December. And since then, Notre Dame's lost three games, all at the buzzer. To Waco, the tightly ranked and undefeated and top in the conference. They led Waco 17-2 at the end of the first quarter. Waco storms back, ties it up, OT, and they lose that one by a couple points. And then they buzzer beater by New London here at this gym. Buzzer beater over at West Burlington in a great high school basketball game about a week and a half ago. So Notre Dame got some confidence back going. They did knock off Central League last night after that three-game skid. And let's see here. Yeah, they've won a couple. They beat Danville, L&M, and Cardinal after those heartbreakers against Waco and West Burlington. So they got a little momentum going. And, you know, Holy Trinity, we talked to their coach, Coach Helligy, before the game. You know, he's confident. His guys are confident. They played him close down at their place, and I'm sure they would like nothing more than to spoil Notre Dame's homecoming game right here at their home gym.
Yeah, similar to the girls' game, Holy Trinity only plays about five guys right now. So if they have anybody get into foul trouble early, they're going to do something they don't do very often, which is go to their bench. And if you're only playing five guys, that means you're not going to want to get into an up-and-down contest. You're going to want to slow it down like they did in the girls' game, and they want to try to keep their points limited. Now, with that being said, Holy Trinity actually points per game is outscoring Notre Dame by almost eight, so 50.4 for Holy Trinity points per game versus 41.6 for Notre Dame. And, you know, Coach Keyes has a deep bench. He's got a lot of firepower offensively. But Notre Dame boys tend to get into these lulls where they just aren't putting it together, especially from the three-point line. So they have been playing better late. They looked good last night against Central League, so we'll see if that can lead up to a game tonight. It's always difficult when you play two games in two nights, especially at the high school level. But you know, in a game like this, it might actually be better because you don't have a whole lot of time to think about it and get all amped up for a big rivalry game on a Friday night against your biggest rival. It's just, hey, let's just go out and play ball.
Lace them up and go. And yep. We're about 2.5 minutes away from tip-off. And a game that features a lot of balance. Notre Dame led by Axel Jaden, averaging 15.1 per game. Then Brent averages about 12. Matt Johnson, 9. Sam Brick, 8. Skerrick, 8. Josh Smith off the bench averages 6. Flip it over to Holy Trinity. The Thurman brothers averaging 19 between them. Basin at 11 and Jason at about 8.5. Then Rung comes in at 8. Helge at 8. Snyder at 8. Crabtree at 7.5. Although I see Blake Crabtree in street clothes tonight. So he's pretty athletic senior for Coach Helge. He must twisted an ankle or out of commission for one reason or the other. We'll see if we can find out. But, yep. You know, when you got good balance, we said at the outset of the girls' game, it can be tough to prepare for teams because you don't have to stop one or two scores. You got to stop them all.
Yeah, you know, and Notre Dame can beat you in a variety of ways. I mean, obviously, Axel Jaden is a even though he's the tallest guy on the team, or one of the tallest guys, he's a guy that likes to face up. He likes to shoot threes. He likes to play on the perimeter. Then you get Mitchell Brent, who's one of the most athletic players in this conference, and can beat you both inside and out. And then you follow that up with some really good guards. Sam Brick is one of the best energy guys that I've seen through here in a while, and Nick Skerrick can get hot real quick from the three-point line, and so it's just a matter of kind of what they want to bring at you tonight and who's having a good night. And if you can get three of those guys to get hot, boy, they're going to be tough to beat. So be interesting to see how this comes out.
Notre Dame also can turn the heat up defensively.
Yes.
They got a lot of length. They got a lot of speed and athleticism, and I've seen that in the few games I've been able to catch this year. There's been points in time where they just lock people down, and it's lights out for moments in time, three, four minute runs where they just lock them up, and you know it's not pressure they can go with all night because maybe not deep enough to go with them. But man, when they go and go hard, they can really be a lot to handle.
Yeah, and I think that Holy Trinity's message tonight is going to be, we do not want to get into a speed race with Notre Dame. We want to walk the ball up the floor. We want to get into our offense, work it around, get good quality shots. I also think Notre Dame is probably going to throw a press out, just like in the girls' game tonight. It's interesting. Both of these teams, Notre Dame boys, are going to try to run things similar to the Notre Dame girls. Holy Trinity boys, I think, are going to try to run things similar to the Holy Trinity girls. So round one, Holy Trinity lost that battle to Notre Dame speed and athleticism, and we'll see how it goes in round two.
Getting ready to hear these starting lineups by PA man extraordinaire, highly paid PA man extraordinaire, Brian P.W. Fleming. I don't know if they're doing homecoming festivities right now. They just introduced Brent as the homecoming king. Yeah, I think they're going to do starters now. I think they're doing the homecoming queen stuff at half, because half the queens are basketball players. They got to shower up, get cleaned up, get their makeup.
Yep.
Hair did.
I think they're going to do the national anthem, it looks like. Amanda Brent down there.
There we go. So we'll let them do starters. We'll let them do the anthem. We'll be back in 2 minutes with game two of our doubleheader right here on Fox Sports Radio and KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Case buying. It's a credit union thing. What's a credit union thing, you say? It's being a member, not a customer. It's lower lending rates and personal service. It's less fees and a whole lot more. Need I go on? Case buying. Your community credit union. It's where you belong. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you can join.
Case Spine at 485 West Burlington Avenue in Burlington or in Fort Madison's Lodi Mall.
7 million clients, more than 14,000 financial advisors. How did Edward Jones become one of the biggest financial services companies in the country? By not acting that way. Financial strategies, one-on-one advice from Edward Jones financial advisors in your neighborhood. It's a big difference, and it's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Experience the difference for yourself. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or visit my office at 3211 Division Street in Burlington. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Edward Jones agent John Hart, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Barn Grover Glass, the Boogaloo and Fun City at Pizzazz, and by Case Buying Community Credit Union. Now, with tonight's game, here's Casey Fleming.
Have it a rousing rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by a couple of Notre Dame students, the Toe Brothers, a couple of wonderful female singers as well. Dr. Toe's Sons doing a fine job there under the direction of Amanda Brent, class of 1989. Question. Class of 89, older or younger than me?
Same?
Same, baby, that's right, you bet.
Called it.
Yeah, her and I stood on this very, what was the stage back then, and sang in musicals, and she was a heck of a basketball player herself, actually.
I say that because her husband graduated in 89, because he was in my brother's class.
There you go.
Dallas City grad.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I took it.
I tell you, Amanda was a heck of a basketball player. I've heard stories that the Brents, known in some circles as Lodney, Lonnie
yes.
and Rodney, twins,
were
pretty athletic as well.
The Brents were the equivalent of the Sokup twins over in
sure.
Dallas City back in the 80s. They were absolutely brilliant guards. Their father, the late, great Don Brent, was our athletic director and high school principal, so... Yeah, very athletic families on both sides.
And their athletic son just not only was named homecoming king, he won the opening tip. And Notre Dame in their home whites, off and rolling on offense. Here's Sam Brick out front looking to get it inside to Jaden. Nothing there. Three, Johnson, corner. Just rims in and out. Rebound, Brent, strong off the glass and gets it.
Mitchell Brent, you know, he's just so much more athletic than everybody else. And, you know, his thing is composure. And I think he'd be the first
That's
to try
right.
that as well
you
as
bet.
His mom and dad. If he can keep his composure and stand up foul trouble,
yeah.
he's a kid that could average 20 and 10 every night in this league.
You bet. So a little token three-quarter court zone trap pressure from Coach Keys and the Nikes, but the Holy Trinity gets it inside to Matt Hellege for an easy bucket. Game's tied up at two.
But again, you know, Mitchell there had an opportunity to maybe go contest that shot, and he didn't. And I'm okay with that. I'd need him on the floor.
Boom!
Right there.
Ha! There he goes.
There
Jam
he goes.
Time. Brent with the baseline drive. Throws it down with the lean-in right-handed dunk.
You don't see many guys in this level, in this area, that take it on the sideline, take it on the wing, just catch, go, one dribble, go up, and
Man.
Just stuff it.
That was something else, and the Notre Dame pressure creates a turnover. Nike's up 4-2, looking
wow.
to get things rolling here on homecoming night at Father Manette. If you're just joining us, Notre Dame girls won the opener, 44-33. And here's Skerrick, long three, going to be a little bit short. Rebound, Brent, dumps it off to Jaden.
Gotta go up.
Spinning around, no good, and rebound to Thurman. Got Jason and Basin Thurman. So I can't tell them apart. I understand they're twins. They, I think one's got a couple inches on the other, but we'll just go with Thurman and Thurman.
Yep.
I'll separate them as best I can. Right now Thurman has it at the elbow, kicks it over to Hellege out front. Is Rung. Of course, the name Rung is synonymous with basketball in southeast Iowa. But there's Sam Brick. Steal. Layup. Good. 6-2 Nikes.
Great start here by Notre Dame. Good energy so far and no fouls. So that's a good positive note as well.
Now they get it inside to Thurman. Kicks it out to Rung. Here's Schneider. And in the corner, it's Jason Thurman. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Johnson. Outlet, Jaden. Long strides to the hoop. His left-handed layup is good.
Jaden's had a really good year this year with averaging 15 points a game. He's had a solid year.
Thurman to Hellege, good ball fake, gets the Nikes off their feet. Now Brent had the rebound for a moment on the run out, but it's going to be out of bounds off Holy Trinity and Notre Dame ball. Keys has to be happy with the start.
Yeah, yep. You know, and again, I like seeing that Mitchell's out there for 3 minutes without a foul because, you know, for his first couple years, that was always his issue. Early foul trouble, having to come and sit down. He's just got to understand you can't block every shot. He's just got to take what they give him.
They get it into Brent at the elbow. He kicks it out to Johnson, cross court to Jaden. Sammy Brick in the corner tries to drive, nothing there. Loses the handle, turnover. Nikes, a rare turnover by Sam.
Yep.
8-2 your score here in the early going. Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity. Girls won the opener. Notre Dame 44, Holy Trinity 33. Homecoming night here at Notre Dame as block shot. Brent, here come the Nikes. Johnson on the run out. He'll pull it out and look for Brick in the corner. Nothing there. And Nick Skerrick will set the offense back up.
Coach Keyes does a good job offensively. To really doesn't like him to get too out of control. Sets up the offense. Has a lot of sets.
Three for Nick Skerrick right in front of us from the wing.
Outstanding start here by Notre Dame. 4 minutes in and really got Holy Trinity on the ropes early.
Out front is Run. Good defense by the Nikes. He's guarded closely by Johnson. Almost stolen away by Brick. Thurman to Thurman. Ball fake. Nice move inside. No good. Gets his own rebound. Misses again. That time it's put back and in by Quentin Schneider.
You know, in that case, Axel not able to secure the rebound, and nobody else wanted to really get in there and help him and allow Holy Trinity to get three shots at it, and third one's a charm.
3.5 to go in the first quarter. Notre Dame up 11-4. Brent's turnaround from the free throw line, no good. Rebound to Brent. Or to Jaden. Back to Brent. Back to Johnson. His three, no good. Rebound to Jason Thurman. And here comes Schneider setting up the Holy Trinity offense. And again, they're without, as I mentioned at the pregame, they're without Blake Crabtree, that was a starter when I saw him play at West Burlington. Looks like they only got three guys on the bench. I guess they got four. One's getting ready to go in. It's Mike DePrima checking in, the 6'1 sophomore, going to give Vason Thurman a break. But to the Crusaders, a little shorthanded tonight.
Yeah, and as Coach told me before the game, they're only going to play six guys, so they need to make sure they do not get in foul trouble. And,
Substitution by the Nikes. It is Josh Smith in the lineup, and Johnson had a steal, and Smith about had a run-out layup but traveled.
Yeah, this is my first time getting to see Smith. He didn't play in the couple games I've seen earlier in the year, but a 6'5 freshman, I think Coach Keyes is wanting to get him some looks because, you know, a 6'5 and a freshman, he's got a good build on him. He's got a chance to be a pretty good player from what I've been told.
2:46 to go, Notre Dame in the first quarter. Notre Dame leading 11-4. There's a three-pointer by Rung, no good. Rebound, Holy Trinity. Schneider tries to drive on Skerrick. Good defense. Cross-court pass to Rung. Looking to get it inside to Helligy. Nothing there. Good defense by Smith. Now a steal by Smith.
Oh, that was a double dribble.
And he knew it. Down to Skerrick, and it's stolen away by Schneider. He's off to the races. Just banged pretty hard by Smith. And it'll be a foul on the Nikes. He'll shoot two. So, yeah, the foul's on 20. Josh Smith is first foul of the night.
Yep. Notre Dame, the first 4 minutes, had a lot of offense clicking there, and then now in the last two, just not able to really get into a rhythm. I think Holy Trinity's kind of figured out, okay, this is how we're going to have to attack them offensively. And
so Snyder makes the first, misses the second, 11-5. Notre Dame in the lead, and Jaden takes the ball the distance, misses the 5-foot leaner, and they're going to get the Nikes on a foul on the rebound.
Smith again, and that's going to be two. So he's going to replace, hopefully, Mitchell Brent tonight on the quick foul list.
So Brent comes in. They leave Smith in. They sit Matt Johnson down. 11-5, 2:06 to go in the first quarter. Holy Trinity beats the pressure. Here's Rung on the elbow, looking to get it inside to Helligy again. Nothing there. Good defense by Brick and Brent.
Notre Dame's trying to go very tall here in this matchup. They've got three big guys out there. So even if Smith was to pick up third foul, I still think they can get by with their two bigs. But with their zone, they're trying to go extremely big and stretch it out, force Holy Trinity to maybe make a mistake or shoot over that big zone.
So here's Thurman, stolen away by Brent, and here we go. Couldn't quite get the dunk down, but good defense by Holy Trinity to slow down the freight train. That was Mitchell Brent, but a nice layup. Timeout, Holy Trinity. Notre Dame leading 13-5. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio and KBUR.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Reinschmidt's Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game.
Well, the homecoming king has six of Notre Dame's 13 points as the Nikes have ran out to a 13-5 early lead here against Holy Trinity in game two of our doubleheader. Now another steal by the Nikes. Jaden, run out, left hand layup is good. He's got four. 15-5. Minute nine to go in the first quarter. And Schneider can't get the layup to go. Rebound Smith. Notre Dame looking to run. But Jaden will pull it out. Cross court. Skarrick. Brick. In the corner is Jaden. Good defense that time by Holy Trinity to throw down, slow down the Nikes. I got to quit trying to say slow down. Obviously, I can't spit those words out trying to say those twice in the last 2 minutes. That didn't work very well for me. Three. Skarrick. Yes, sir!
You know, Skarrick's really done a good job in the offseason of working on his three-point shot and has really shot the ball well this year. And that's a great addition to the inside power that Notre Dame has.
Three-pointer by Thurman. No good. Rebound Smith. Outlet to Brick. Down court to Jaden. Nothing there. He'll kick it back out to Brick. Coach Keyes calling out the play, and they get it to the elbow, and there's Smith. Nice pass by Brent. Layup Smith. Easy pickings for the Nikes. They ran that one to perfection and take a 20-5 lead into the first quarter break. Back after this on Fox Sports Radio and 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Welcome back to 5 Minute Gymnasium High School Basketball on KBUR, and the Notre Dame Nikes on fire early out to a 20-5 lead after one quarter of play here at Notre Dame. It's homecoming for the Nikes, and man, their king is playing. Mitchell Brent, homecoming king, and playing like a king tonight. He's got a dunk. He's got a couple other buckets by the rim, and just finished the first quarter with a nice little dime he dropped, an assist for the senior.
Yep, and 7-0 run there. Holy Trinity called a timeout with a minute and a half left in the first quarter, and Nikes came out of that on a 7-0 run. So, good start.
Here's Jaden with an elbow jumper. No good. Rebound Schneider. Into the corner is Caden Medlin that just checked in. Shot by Helligy, no good. Rebound and outlet to Jaden. Layup, no good. Rebound to Rung. So these teams back and forth. Notre Dame only averaging 41 a game. They already got 20. And Schneider lets a three fly. Looks good from here. It is.
Yeah, and I mean, down 15 this early in the game, Holy Trinity's going to have to shoot some threes if they want to keep up with this firepower.
Oh, and there's Brent on a wild drive. He makes a nice dish to Josh Smith. A little spin move for two.
You know, Axel Jaden, as a senior, he likes to play out on the perimeter, so I'm really excited to see Josh Smith add another inside player for Notre Dame, allowing Axel to play in his comfort zone outside.
Foul that time on the Nikes. They're going to get Sam Brick on the reach, his first, team's third, as Mike DePrima checks back in for the Crusaders.
Axel Jaden kind of reminds me of Jeff Genentino. I had a 6'5 kid here at Notre Dame who, even though he was 6'5, he wanted to play out on the perimeter and face the basket, which, you know, if you have a big guy that you can put in there, is great, and okay, go for it. But Smith's allowing Axel to do that. And that's going to be
I'm getting bothered by fans here. Oh, it's okay. It's just them. They'll remain nameless for now. But
Smith just picked up his third. So he's coming out.
So fourth team foul. Holy Trinity, no fouls at this point. Checking in for the Nikes is Anthony Hoffman. And
no, he's not coming out.
No, they're going to take Jaden out and leave Smith in. Smith's over there shrugging his shoulders like, I don't know what I did.
Oh, okay. No, he's coming out now, I think.
So Schneider makes the first, misses the second. Nice rebound by Smith. Outlet to Sam Brick, and here come the Nikes on offense. See if we'll get another three by Nick Skarick. He's 2 for 2 so far. Ooh, he thought about pulling the trigger and didn't. Out front is Hoffman. Dribble drive, nothing there. Good defense by Helligy. He's trying to feed Brent. And I think they're going to get Helligy on a foul as Brent was trying to get that pass. So his first, team's first.
Matt Johnson entering the game for Smith, so they're going to get him out with those three fouls.
22-9 your score. Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity. 6:22 to go before half. Notre Dame girls won the opener by 11. Johnson, Brick, three in the air. A little bit long, rebound Nick Skarick. Senior drives in, baseline jumper rattling around, no good. Brick has the rebound, and they're going to call a jump.
Great job there by Brick. You know, Sam Brick has just always been that energizer bunny, high-octane guy. He's going to give you all he's got, and good to see him get in there on an offensive rebound.
Oh, yeah. I, of course, grew up with his parents. So, nice little outside in there. And easy bucket by Jason Thurman for Holy Trinity. 22-11. Holy Trinity hanging around after this red-hot Nike start. But, I've known Sam's parents forever and a day. And I've been paid not to tell stories, so I won't. And Sammy hits a little elbow jumper for Sam Brick. 24-11, Notre Dame up 13. There's Thurman, little elbow jump shot. That was Vason Thurman. Shot was no good. Here's Brent, loose in the lane. Little jumper's good. He's tough to defend.
He is. And you know, Notre Dame getting this lead up to 15, it's going to just naturally force Holy Trinity to play faster than they want, to take threes maybe more than they want, and they got to be careful this thing doesn't get out of hand.
Thurman to Schneider, back inside to Thurman, almost stolen away by Brick. Thurman thinking about a three. It's the Thurman show on the far side of the court. There they get it inside to Helligy, and it's swatted away by Brent. And Vason Thurman gets the rebound and puts it up in. Nice finish and hustle.
Brent there on this first block had a great block, but he's got to make – that's where he gets called for those fouls, when he gets those big,
big swinging fouls. That's a time where he could have just grabbed it. Oh, nice pass. Skarick found a cutting Hoffman for an easy bucket. And now we're 28-13.
Begging them to swing it. Yep.
And there the shot is good for Helligy. Fouls on Brent. So that's his first, the first mistake Mitchell's made tonight.
Yep. In the scouting report on Mitchell Brent, if you're Holy Trinity, is if you catch it in the block, you've got to shot fake. You've got to pump fake. You've got to get him in the air, because he's going to want to have that big, flashy 35-inch vertical block. And if you can get him in the air and off his feet, then you can lean into him like that and get an easy foul called on him, which they do.
So Schneider makes the traditional three-point play. 28-16, your score, is Jaden, who just checked back in, let a baseline jump shot fly. No good. Rebound to DePrima. Down to Rung, who tries to drive baseline, but good defense by Hoffman. Now stolen away by Jaden. Nike's off to the races. Crossover dribble, good defense by Schneider. Stolen away momentarily, but Hoffman, the old quarterback of the football team, got his hands on it, and he wasn't letting go. Now Sam Brick going to set up the offense. Coach Keyes wants a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with Notre Dame leading 28-16. Coach Keyes saw something there he wanted to change.
Yeah. You know, I think that at this point he's wanting he's wanting to make sure just because you have a 12-point lead doesn't mean we want to get out of what we're trying to do both offensively and defensively. Because as we saw in the girls' game, that lead can evaporate quickly.
Two threes, and all of a sudden it's...
Yep, and now all of a sudden there's pressure. Yeah. So I think Coach Keyes knows that in this situation you want to keep this young, energetic group on topic. And obviously he doesn't want them getting out of hand.
So after the 30-second timeout, Nike's lead 28-16, 3.5 to go before halftime. And I have spotted my old high school football coach, Dan Reed, over across the gym. We got to have him on for a halftime guest. That'd be entertaining. back to action. Here's Brick on the inside. Nice feed from Brent. Misses. Gets his own rebound. He'll kick it back out to Brent. Dribble drive and a strong move to the hoop. And nice defense by Thurman. Force Brent to kind of alter his shot. But on the rebound, there's a foul.
Tell you what, I love Mitchell Brent's take there. He gathered himself. He got 2 feet on the ground. He went up strong.
Now the inbounds play to Axel Jayden. He turns around, can't get it to go, and Hoffman fighting for the rebound. He and Schneider tied up. Jump ball. It'll be Holy Trinity possession. Okay. 3:10 to go before half. Notre Dame up 12 over Holy Trinity. Brick inbounds it to Jayden. Out front is Johnson. Back over to Brick. Lets a three fly. No good. Rebound Johnson. Axel drive. Kicks it. Brent 17-footer. No good. And guess what? Sam Brick got the rebound. Notre Dame's fourth straight shot. Now they're going to call 3 seconds.
Looked like the guy was trying to do the robot there for a second. Pretty energetic 3 second call.
The guy that's usually in your chair, Coach O'Brien, I'm just going to go with not a fan of the 3 second call. I mean, obviously, if you get a guy just absolutely camping out, but it's like, you know.
That's because at the college level, they just yell, they take their whistle out and they yell them to get out of the lane. It's just not something that gets called a lot.
We'll leave that one alone. Notre Dame 28, Holy Trinity 16. 2.5 to go before half. Holy Trinity having trouble with that Notre Dame defense.
Ooh.
Tipped out of bounds by Brent. It'll be Holy Trinity ball. Trying to figure out, I'm not sure that the Notre Dame homecoming theme, the cheerleaders wearing what I'm going to call flannel pajamas.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep. Flannel pajama night, I guess.
I know they had a flannel night and a something wood chopper day at school or something last week, but... Anyway, good defense there by Johnson on a driving rung. Out front is Schneider. Dribble drive on Brick. Spin move. Nice. Off the glass for Schneider. Yeah, he's here to play, that kid.
Yeah, good take, good spin move, and good finish with the guy hanging all over him. So going to get the chance to get this back to single digits.
So that cuts it to 10. And the foul was on Johnson, his first, team sixth. Free throw is no good. Rebound to Becker, who just checked in. Alex Becker, 6'2 senior. Kind of a banger in there. Checks in for Coach Keyes as they get it into Brent Strong. Move for two.
Great vision there by Johnson for Notre Dame to see that Mitchell had his guy sealed and able to get an easy layup there.
I'm going to start calling that the Garza effect.
Yes.
You get the ball to that kid on the post, it's going to be two or a foul. One of the two. Oh! Brent almost had a steal. That would have been dunk number two.
Yes.
And somehow they give that one to Notre Dame. I thought Brent knocked it out of bounds.
Sure looked like it, but I guess they could have been touched by a Holy Trinity player later. We'll take it.
All right, so Notre Dame 30, Holy Trinity 18. And they're trying to get it inside to Becker, and no luck, but they're going to get a foul, I think, on Skerrick. Now 33, they're going to get Becker. That's his first, team's seventh. Ah, here's the Van Fleet kids. You need money?
They're wanting
Come
money.
Come on, Dad, give them some money. They need some dollars,
Go ask
Dad.
Your mother.
Come on. Holy Trinity in the bonus. At the line is Chandler Rung. He's a 62% free throw shooter. Makes the first. That's Rung's first point of the night. Cuts into that Notre Dame lead by one, 30-19. This will cut it to 10 if he makes it. 6'1 junior lets it fly off his right shoulder, and it's no good. Rebound Brents. Here come the Nikes. Minute 10 to go before halftime. Brent, top of the key. Hard drive, and gets it to go. Little acrobatic move by the senior. I'm telling you, he's having a night.
Did not see anybody from Holy Trinity think about taking a charge there.
Uh-oh. Brent Steele off to the races in traffic. Oh, he can't get the dunk to go. He lost it on the way up, and somehow they call a travel on the rebound.
Okay.
Quite sure.
It's a head scratcher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not quite sure where the travel came into play there, but either way, 32-19, Notre Dame leading, less than a minute to go before half. Here's Basin Thurman. Over to Helligy. Three-pointer just short. Rebound Brent. Coach Key says one shot, please.
Smart play up 13. You don't want to get a turnover. You don't want to get a foul at the other end. And obviously the fathers and the parents of the senior girls want to make sure that we get to this homecoming announcement as quick as possible.
Exactly. They've been waiting about 2 weeks. They've
yes.
been snowed out and rained out and frozen out. Okay, Nick Skerrick. Axel Jaden out front. 10 seconds to go. Here come the Nikes. What's Coach Keys have drawn up? Johnson on the wing. Nothing there. Becker, 17-footer. Short. Rebound. Thurman. That'll do it for the half. With your score, Notre Dame 32 and Holy Trinity 19. Back with the big announcement, the homecoming queen crowning ceremony in 30 seconds from Notre Dame right here on Fox Sports and 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Weather brought to you by Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream. Real ice cream. Nothing artificial about Grandpa's. Located at 600 South Roosevelt Avenue next to Mazio's.
A chance of rain and snow overnight and some patchy fog in the early evening. Otherwise cloudy, a low near 29 degrees. Little or no ice accumulation and less than half an inch of snow possible. Tomorrow cloudy with a high of 32. Tomorrow night mostly cloudy, a low near 25. Our Sunday cloudy with a high of 32. A Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low near 25. Monday, cloudy, a high of 33. And Tuesday, cloudy, with a high near 34.
It's halftime at Bob the Manette Gymnasium, where the Notre Dame Nikes lead visiting Holy Trinity 32-19 in game two of our doubleheader. The opener won by the Nikes as well, 44-33. And I tell you, it's been the Mitchell Brent show for the Nikes. He goes baseline, throws a dunk down for the second basket of the game. And, you know, he's getting in the paint. He's playing within himself. He's rebounding. He's blocked a couple shots. I've got him for 2, 4, 6, 8. Got him for 12 to lead all scorers. And, boy, I tell you, really playing a great game tonight.
Yep.
Is the senior.
And if Mitchell Brent stays out of foul trouble, he could have a game like that every night. You know, and that's kind of been
so
his
strong
growing
in
curve.
The post.
Yes.
So athletic. He can elevate above over people 3 or 4 inches taller than him.
Yep.
So he really has provided a spark. And Nick Skerrick. Nick Skerrick is 2 for 2, both of them 3-pointers. So a huge start for Nick as well this game.
Yeah, and you know, from Holy Trinity's standpoint, only playing 6 guys, they've tried to slow it down, but it's been the fast break points, and it's been the 3-point scoring that has grown this lead. So it's going to take a big effort from Holy Trinity in the second half. They're going to have to find a way to slow down this Notre Dame offense, and they're going to have to hit some threes. So it's going to be a big first 4 minutes. Like I always say, the first 4 minutes of the second half is critical in any basketball game. And if Holy Trinity wants to get back in this thing, they're going to have to step up that first 4 minutes.
Well, and as much as Mitchell Brent meant to the Nikes in the first half, Quentin Schneider meant to everything to Coach Helligy and the Crusaders in their first half. He is really, really playing great defense.
Yep.
He's getting the ball in the paint. He is scoring. He's gotten to the line 4 or 5 times. And, you know, Notre Dame's defense has played a big part of what Holy Trinity hasn't been able to do, but what they have been able to do is driven a lot by what Quentin Schneider, that 6'2 senior, that's laying it all out there on the line. So they got the lights off. They've got the homecoming queen candidates ready to come in. I don't think we need to sit here and announce every single moment, so we're going to take about a 3 or 4 minute break. We'll be back, find out who the homecoming queen is here at Notre Dame in just a couple of minutes. Again, the boys leading at the half, Notre Dame 32, Holy Trinity 19. Notre Dame girls won the opener 44-33. Back in just a couple of minutes here on Fox Sports Radio and 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
This is a Fox News alert. Opening statements complete. I'm Lisa LaSera. House impeachment managers spending 3 days making their case in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Fox's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
In closing the presentation for House Democrats, lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff says it has been proven President Trump solicited foreign interference in the 2020 election by requesting an investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden from Ukraine by withholding security assistance.
Ukraine knows that if they acknowledged that they were shaken down by the President of the United States, the President of the United States will make them pay.
Schiff says he is getting ahead of what President Trump's legal team is expected to argue Saturday, that there was no pressure on Ukraine and that the president has a responsibility to fight corruption. Lisa.
Jared, during the proceeding, impeachment manager Jerry Nadler referred to President Trump as a dictator and said it must not stand. The president's attorney, Jay Sekulow.
He was admonished once already. I mean, I don't get it. It's rhetoric. I'm going to assume it's Jerry Nadler rhetoric.
Earlier today, the president again tweeting, read the transcripts. A dramatic increase in the number of people in China diagnosed with the coronavirus, now at more than 1,280 in 29 provinces, and 41 people have died. 2 people in the U.S. have been confirmed with the virus and 3 in France. The ATF headed to Houston, Texas after a manufacturing plant explosion that killed 2 people.
These victims are high probability that they are employees of this company.
Police Chief Art Acevedo, who adds the plant's use of chemicals is highly regulated and they will be looking to make sure all regulations were followed. Multiple homes were also damaged by the blast. Turkish officials now say at least 18 people have died, hundreds hurt, and about 30 people trapped in collapsed buildings after an earthquake in the eastern part of the country. America's listening. Fox News.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life. Do the Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.
Welcome back to Father Manette Gymnasium, Notre Dame High School. Doubleheader tonight from the gym. And you hear some cheering in the background. It is homecoming at Notre Dame. They got 3 of the 5 candidates introduced. We got Taylor Marino.
Taylor Ackerman.
We got Maddie Stutzman. Here comes Riley Todd. So you got... You got 3 of the basketball team members out there. And we got 1 more coming out, I think, Hope Ward, maybe.
And as I told you earlier, these girls have hair and makeup teams would rival a Real Housewives reunion special.
They've gone from, as I mentioned, you got 3 basketball players out here and I think a 4th to come with Hope Ward. These girls were, sweaty, bruised.
Yes.
Couple of them scraped up and bloody during that opener where the Nikes won 44-33. And now here they are in their fancy evening gowns.
Yes.
And looking like $1 million. So their makeup teams did well.
I had a chance to, because you and I both have daughters at Notre Dame, so we're going to be dealing with this at some point, and hopefully. And I asked Todd Ackerman, my boss at Two Rivers Insurance, I said, okay, you've had three daughters that have gone through this. How does this work? And he said, teams. That was his only response. Teams.
Teams.
So, you know, Taylor's older sisters or one of her sisters, Michaela, was able to come back from the University of Iowa, and they have hair, they have makeup, they have everything to make sure these girls, you know, look like princesses. And so, luckily, I'm sure all the dads basically got to do is put on their vest and their shirt and their slack. So, but we will see how it goes. Looks like they've got the five out, and
they do. And
this is an event, and you know, to be honest, they haven't even started the halftime clock yet. So I don't know if they'll do that. If they'll just put 3 minutes up once they're done with this.
All right, here we go.
That's what they'll do.
Let's listen in. Oh, they're going to welcome back last year. I think Big Gav.
Yes.
Gavin Keys, and I know the gal that was last year's queen.
I do not remember her name. She's from Illinois, and they both go to SCC.
Oh,
she's in their nursing program.
It's Abby.
Yeah.
It'll come to me. I can picture her parents. We'll get that later.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nike boys lead 32-19 in the second game, and we're going to be listening in here to see who the 2020 queen is. They've been waiting weeks for this.
And I know the Plano, Texas crowd, I was told, that is why they were listening in on this. So here we go.
Oh, there it is, Maddie Stutzman, the big winner. All the girls hugging and high-fiving and dads handshaking. So that's what they've been waiting for. They had a couple of high school sophomores or juniors there on the microphone doing some of the announcing. Did a good job. So there it is. Maddie Stutzman is your homecoming queen and your homecoming king that was named, I think, 2 weeks ago when
yes.
the Central League was supposed to play here.
Yep. Mitchell Brent.
Mitchell Brent is the king. So he's been the king of the court for sure here in the first half. Brent's got, 2, 4, 6, what did I say, 14 or 12?
Yeah.
He's got a dozen, and Notre Dame leads 32-19. So you heard the cheers. Now the crowning moment for your Notre Dame homecoming queen 2020. That is Maddie Stutzman, who's a heck of a basketball player, heck of a softball player
yep.
as well. So we will take a moment for all the pictures to get taken and autographs to be signed and memories to be made, and we'll be back with the second half. Take another 3-minute break here, and second half action coming back with a couple-minute break. Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity in boys basketball action 32-19 at halftime. Back in a couple minutes on Fox Sports Radio and 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Frank Schmitz Flooring America. Frank Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Frank Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Case Buy. It's a credit union thing. What's a credit union thing, you say? It's being a member, not a customer. It's lower lending rates and personal service. It's less fees and a whole lot more. Need I go on? Case Buying, your community credit union. It's where you belong. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you can join.
Chase Vine at 485 West Burlington Avenue in Burlington or in Fort Madison's Lodi Mall.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
You have a dream. Maybe it's a state-of-the-art kitchen. Maybe a new luxurious master bath. Maybe a storefront makeover. Barn Grover Glass can help make your dreams come true. With all your remodeling needs in one place, Barn Grover Glass specializes in making your dreams a reality. For 75-plus years, Barn Grover Glass has served the tri-state area with creative and custom designs. Whether it's commercial or residential, you have a dream. Call Christopher at Barn Grover Glass to make it a reality. More than glass, Barn Grover Glass.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School, where the Notre Dame Nikes lead the visiting Holy Trinity Crusaders 32-19 at the half. The Notre Dame girls won the opener 44-33 to improve their record to 14-1 on the season. Meanwhile, Notre Dame boys trying to up their record to 13-3, and Holy Trinity trying to get back to 500. They come into the game 5-9, and while Notre Dame is up 13, it was Holy Trinity that actually outplayed him in the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, I think Holy Trinity there outscoring the Nikes 14-12 in the second quarter. Obviously, that's a good start, but, you know, now being down 13, you know, they probably need to outscore them probably by 6 or 7 if they can in this quarter to start to chip away at that lead. So
at least get it under 10 heading into the fourth is
all
kind of the number that stands out to me, and here we go. Holy Trinity gets the ball to start the third quarter. Notre Dame in their zone. Schneider and Thurman out front looking to get it into the elbow to Helge. Nothing there. Good defense by Johnson. Ooh, they almost throw it away, but Schneider recovers nicely. Basin Thurman. Stolen away by Jaden. Nikes off to the races. Johnson. Oh, he threw the alley-oop up to Skarik, and he just missed it on the other end. A nice, strong move by Schneider, and Jaden's going to pick up a foul. Schneider makes the bucket and will have a chance to cut into this lead. Fouls on Jaden. That is his, I guess this is his first. I thought he had another one, but team's first, and another bucket for Schneider. Makes the free throw.
10-point game.
10-point game. Here we go. And not the start that Coach Keyes wanted. We are sure of that. Maddie Stutzman, your Notre Dame homecoming queen, by the way. Congratulations to Maddie and all the other gals. Has had that festivity at halftime. Long-awaited festivity. Speaking of long, about a 23-foot three by Matt Johnson, his first of the Knights.
Boy, and that's just what Notre Dame kind of needed there after a kind of sluggish start the first minute of this half.
You know, he's shooting 45% from the three-point line, and I'm telling you, he can get hot. I've seen him make three and four in a row. There's a three just wide right by Rung. Rebound to Brick. Here come the Nikes. Jaden, dribble drive off glass, and he's fouled. He'll head to the line to shoot a couple. Foul's going to be on Basin Thurman. His first, team's first. 35-22, Notre Dame leading. 6:36 to go in the third quarter. Jaden's first free throw is long.
Yeah, and, you know, Axel shooting 60% here from the free throw line. You'd like to see a guy averaging 15 points to get that up in the low 70s at least, but knocks down the second.
He's got 5 points on the night. Notre Dame up 14. Little three-quarter court pressure that Holy Trinity handled nicely. Jason Thurman almost got it inside to the block, but kicked it back out front to Schneider. Jason Thurman, corner, three, up, no good. Rebound, Nick Skerrick, looking to run. Johnson will pull it out. Get it into Brent. Nice little dump off to Jaden. Man, oh, man, great pass, great finish. Notre Dame up 16.
You know, everybody talks about Mitchell Brent's athletic ability, but I think the thing that gets overlooked is his passing ability. He has great court vision, more importantly, great touch that allows him to make some great passes for easy baskets for Notre Dame.
And there is a Holy Trinity turnover forced by the Nike press. Full timeout called by Holy Trinity with Notre Dame up 38-22. Back in 30 seconds here on Fox Sports Radio and KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. The Nikes on homecoming out to a big third quarter lead, 38-22 over the visiting Holy Trinity Crusaders. The Holy War, as Coach Van Fleet dubbed it earlier. Notre Dame girls won the opener 44-33. Maddie Stutzman crowned homecoming queen at the half, and Notre Dame's got the ball looking to build on that lead.
You know, the Holy War name was given to me by former Notre Dame coach Ryan Rump, who was both a player at Holy Trinity, formerly Aquinas,
sure,
and then the coach here. So nobody knows more about that this rivalry than Coach Rump.
And there's Brent in the Garza zone.
There's that boy again.
He got it deep on the block. He used a good ball fake and up and scored. Speaking of Coach Rump, he was right across the aisle from us at Carver Hawkeye Monday night.
Good game.
Three by Thurman, up, no good. Schneider, rebound, can't get it to go, but he tips it again, no good. Jaden's got it, he's off to the races. Nice move by Axel, the finger roll for the senior.
Great job there by Axel at 6'5 to be able to, he's got great touch for a big guy and really allows him to stretch out and get the finger roll. Iceman, George Gervin like there.
Well, your first three of your first 4 minutes are gone, and it's a 10-3 start for the Nikes.
Yep.
Which is exactly what Coach Dan Keyes wanted to see.
Yeah, good job there. And, you know, and Holy Trinity is just having trouble offensively figuring out how to tackle these twin towers of Jaden and Brent.
Well, hell, you just had two good looks, both shots blocked. And he kept at it, and they got it back out to Thurman that drove in on Jaden, bumped him, and a foul on Axel, his second.
Yeah, that was...
So there's the prime example of what you're talking about.
Yep.
So they get the ball into hell again, the low block, and Brent's behind him, doesn't touch him, but man, did he swat with all his worth. I don't think he touched him, but you swat like that, they're going to call that foul every time.
Yep. And that's, you know, that's the thing. Mitchell just doesn't, he's just not built to let anything go. And in that case, you got beat, you got to give up the shot, you got to give up the layup, and you got to move on. And he just doesn't like doing that.
So the three-point play complete by Helge. He's got seven on the night, 42-25, Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity.
You know, and that was only Mitchell's second foul, and, you know, you're up 17, but that's just something you don't want to let up.
Three for three from three, Nick Skerrick having a night.
Yeah, great shot there for him, and get this back up to 20.
45-25 your score. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. They're going to get Sam Brick called on the foul, his second.
Notre Dame already, four fouls already 4 minutes into this half.
So Smith going to check in at the next whistle. Holy Trinity inbounds it in front of their bench. Here's Jason Thurman, gets it inside to Helly. Nice strong move up against Brent. But good defense by Mitchell. He's still on the ground, hands up. And Johnson can't get the layup to go on the other end. Rebound Schneider. He's going 110 miles an hour. Makes the layup and brushed up by Nick Skarick on the way to the hoop. They're going to call Skarick on the blocking. We'll have another opportunity to three-point play. This is his fourth traditional three-point play tonight, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, Skarick did the right thing. He tried to beat him to the spot and draw the charge, but just couldn't get there in time. So, right idea. Like the effort, but couldn't get it.
30-second timeout called by Notre Dame with the Nikes leading 45-27. We'll keep it right here. And, you know, Schneider's just playing fantastic. He's got 14 of Holy Trinity's 27 points and steals, getting rebounds, getting loose balls, really, really leaving it all out in the court tonight.
Yeah, you know, and he's a very athletic little guard, and, you know, I think that Notre Dame has not had an answer for him in transition. They have in the half court, but not in transition. And I think if you're Coach Keyes, that's what you got to be talking to your guys about. You got to get back, and we got to pick him up earlier to not let him get these three-point plays because he's finishing. He's now got 15 after he knocks down that free throw and cutting this lead back down to 17.
There's Brent driving in, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two, and we just got the thumbs up from Gabby Deary, the star freshman player of Jim Meyer's Notre Dame girls team. She sprained her ankle in the third quarter, but just walked by the broadcast booth here and gave us the thumbs up. A little bit of a limp, but I think she'll be okay.
Yeah, I think.
You just hope it doesn't nag you.
Yep. That's
the thing with those sprains.
Yep.
Got to take it easy for 3 or 4 days.
I don't know who they got next, but hopefully she can rest a little bit over the weekend and nothing too serious.
Well, here comes one of our producers, Laney. Hey, Laney, tell Rowan I need a water. Tell Rowan I need a water. All right, we got
out of bounds here on Notre Dame. Axel not able to secure the defensive rebound. We're going to give it back to Holy Trinity underneath the basket.
Trying to get one of Rowan's buddies, Laney Spratt, here to take a water order for me. We'll see if she can deliver here.
I do want to point out when I went to Muscatine last year to do the BHS Muscatine game that they came by about every couple quarters with a nice little flat of drinks and candy bars.
We'll have to...
Might need to talk about whatever the people do.
Yeah, that's solid treatment of your broadcasters.
Yep. Although we are not in a second-story closet like we were at Danville a couple weeks ago, so I'll take that.
So 46-28, Notre Dame up 18. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Holy Trinity looking to hang in there. Nice three-pointer for Jason Thurman. He's got five on the night.
Yep, and Holy Trinity is going to have to start shooting some threes here if they want to get back in this game. And good stroke by Thurman.
It's the great equalizer.
Yep.
I mean, it can get you back. You make two or three in a row, and boom. Johnson to Brick. Now Brent has it on the wing. He's dunked once on the night. That time they're going to call him for the double dribble. Here comes... broadcaster extraordinaire Michael Briskowski, who will have your...
Oh.
That's the exact same thing that happened in the girls' game. The kid jumped over the timeline as it was being passed to him, and they called him on the...
when he caught it,
back.
Not all 100% of his body has to be across that line by the when he catches it. So it doesn't really matter where the ball is. He's over and back.
But Southeastern, I think 18th-ranked Blackhawks, tough loss over at Iowa Western in overtime Wednesday night. They're back at home tomorrow night, and Michael Briskowski and Mac Turner will have all the action on hot 97.3 as Thurman's going to be called for the charge.
Sam Brick, of course, with a big old smile on his face.
Oh, he's not afraid to take a charge.
No.
No, he's going to. His dad, pound for pound, was probably the toughest football player that Notre Dame had in the span of years that I was playing. I'm telling you, he was. And Sam's got a lot of that grit to him as well.
He's also a great riverboat captain. I've been out on the river with him once before.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
oh, you know it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's good boat captain.
I learned most of what I know about boating from the Brick family. So, again, those stories stay off the air for now.
Yes.
But, anyway, the Blackhawks back at home tomorrow night. I think it's Northeast Nebraska that comes to town. I'll be out of town, but get out there and support the Blackhawks. Looking to get back in the win column is Jaden. Makes a nice move on the post. Puts Notre Dame up 17. I think we've got a timeout or a...
Well,
is he going to... Oh, he's going to warn Jaden for tapping the ball.
Don't touch the ball.
Once it goes through the hoop, can't touch it.
That's another one of those three-second Joe O'Brien.
Yeah, it's like to stop play there. It's like,
I get it.
Can't you warn him without stopping play and anything else? Anyway, Jaden having a nice second half. He's got 11 at this point as Notre Dame leads 48-31, minute 42 to go in the third quarter. Schneider, Thurman looking for the three. Extra pass. That good coverage by Hoffman that just checked in to shut that look down by Rung. This time, yep, he shuts it down again. Rung, Thurman back and forth on the perimeter. Notre Dame's defense not even letting him get a three off right now, Cody.
Yeah, and you know, it's they're doing a good job up top. Matt Johnson's really disturbing things out on the perimeter and making it tough for him to get a look.
Oh, nice move by Vason Thurman. Kind of a, not really an up and under, but kind of also that George Gervin underhanded scoop shot.
And you know, I think if you're Coach Keys, you hate giving up a layup, but it took him 40 seconds to get it. So when you're up this many, I mean, you hate to see it, but if you keep doing that, you're going to be all right.
Sammy Brick, 12-footer, no good. Rebound, Schneider. Notre Dame up 13, 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Schneider goes the distance, layup good.
Schneider has gone coast to coast now about six times in this game, and it's probably gotten him about 12 of his 17 points.
Yeah, I tell you, Schneider, you get him in the open floor, he is tough to defend. And now a foul on Holy Trinity. It was Jaden trying to get his hands on the ball. They're going to get Schneider on the foul, his second, team's third. Fourth, it looks like.
Holy Trinity just kind of keeps chipping away. Yeah. And, you know, that 20-5 first quarter, outside of that, it's been a no. Holy Trinity's outscored them.
Nice play there. Johnson fed Smith. And he did what not many kids and even college players do. He kept the ball above his shoulder, spun and shot it. He didn't do the power dribble. He didn't, bring the ball down to his waist. And there's Helligy on the other end. Nice bucket by him.
Yep.
But so important to keep the ball high, especially when you're taller than everybody else on the floor. Oh, and there's Smith at the buzzer. They're going to wave it off. Nope. They're going to count it. They're going to count it at the buzzer. Josh Smith makes a layup. He's got 8. Notre Dame 52. Holy Trinity 39. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter on Fox Sports Radio and KBUR.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Frank Schmitz Flooring America. Frank Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Frank Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Your favorite team knows it takes hard work to reach goals. It's a truth that applies to more than sports. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money, you deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your game plan, and your local Edward Jones financial advisor can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or stop by my office at 3211 Division Street. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Well, after three quarters of play, it's Notre Dame 52 and Holy Trinity 37. The Nikes outscored Holy Trinity 20-5 in the first quarter. the next two quarters have been won by Holy Trinity.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they've done a good job of staying with them. It was just a tough start. Allowed them to get behind and just haven't been able to crack that 15 area, though.
And a nice play there by Jaden to get the Nikes back up 54-37 with a little runner in the paint. And now, you know, Holy Trinity almost turned it over, but Schneider regains possession. Rung down the corners. Thurman, good defense by Skarik, almost stolen away. This Nike defense has been hounding tonight,
yes,
to put it mildly.
Well, and they're long. You got a lot of athletic guys, and they're long. They force some long passes and just makes it tough for you to get a good look.
Three-pointer up, no good by DePrima, but there's Helligy with the rebound, left-handed put back, no good. Now a scrum for it on the ground. They're going to say DePrima traveled, so Notre Dame ball.
And that's the problem with when you play a zone defense, especially half court. You have a hard time blocking out and getting a rebound. So you're not matched up. You got to go find somebody and hit them, and Notre Dame didn't do it that time, and luckily they got bailed out by a travel.
54-37, Notre Dame back on offense with the lead. Here's Skarik, who hasn't missed a three-pointer yet. Hadn't missed a two-pointer either, just inside the three-point line. And Nick is perfect.
And he has not forced it tonight.
No.
All four of his shots have been very smooth, very in rhythm.
And,
you know.
And I'm telling you, this 1-3-1 defense, he's running the baseline.
Yep.
So it's not like he's sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, he's getting a workout.
He's getting a workout big time.
The guys that work the front and the bottom of a 1-3-1 get a workout.
So a good-looking three by Jason Thurman, no good, and a foul on the rebound on the Nikes.
But I will say this, Skarik and Jaden, both living right across the street from me, you know, this is an Oak Ridge thing. So
yeah.
the Oak Ridge boys have came to play tonight.
There you go. Yeah. It's Jaden picks up a foul. That's his third, actually. So he'll sit down. Brent will come back in. Notre Dame 56, Holy Trinity 37, 6:13 left in the game. Vason Thurman, little seven-footer off glass. Yeah, the Larry Bird set shot type move.
Yeah, good look there.
Actually, I think he was surprised he was as open as he was.
He was.
Man, what a turn and move by Josh Smith there. Wow.
Good basket. You know, Smith had
solid.
A good game tonight. He got in foul trouble early, but when he's been out on the floor offensively, he's been a load for Holy Trinity tonight. They have not had an answer for him yet.
Now 58-39, Notre Dame leading, 5.5 to go. Here's Schneider out front. He's been the engine that's kept Holy Trinity's train on the tracks tonight. As Johnson, bumps rung about 30 feet away from the hoop. That's not a foul you want, but, he's playing hard.
Yep. The 1-3-1 zone defense is all based about the guy out on the top of the key. Because if you can make those rainbow passes from side to side, if you can pass it quickly from one side to the other, you just can't recover. So his job is to get sideways, make guys pass it over you, and allow those guys on the backside to rotate and get in position.
So Rung made both of those free throws. And Holy Trinity is going to take a timeout with Notre Dame leading 58-41. Back in 1 minute with the last couple minutes of this one on Fox Sports Radio and KBUR.
Case buying. It's a credit union thing. What's a credit union thing, you say? It's being a member, not a customer. It's lower lending rates and personal service. It's less fees and a whole lot more. Need I go on? Case buying. Your community credit union. It's where you belong. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you can join.
Case Buying at 485 West Burlington Avenue in Burlington or in Fort Madison's Lodi Mall.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Showing the love.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. 5 minute gymnasium. Notre Dame out in front of Holy Trinity 58-41. All I want is one more bottle of water. Nobody seems to be able to get me one. And one of my daughter's little friends just came strutting right up to me with a bottle of water, but up the stands she went right by
me.
Yep.
She's enjoying that water.
So here comes the Nikes on the run out. Johnson's layup is good. Kind of lost the handle on the way up, but tapped it back in.
Good pass there by Skarik ahead. He could have had his own layup, but made the good pass, and easy two for the Nikes.
Now there's good ball movement by Holy Trinity. Run gets a good look at a three, but no good. Rebound to Brent. In the corner is Hoffman. Out front is Skarik, who's perfect on the night. Looking to get it inside to Brent up over the top. And great defense by Schneider on the steal. Brent's laying on the ground. Splayed out. He thought he got fouled, but no call. Thurman to Rung.
Mitchell's got to be careful here. He doesn't get called for a foul.
And there's Basin Thurman. Nice move inside. He's got six. Notre Dame up 17, 4:21 to go. Long three by Johnson. No good. Rebound, Schneider.
And he's gonna. When Schneider gets the rebound, he's got one speed coming down the
he's
floor.
He's going to go.
Fast.
Almost a steal by Johnson for the Nikes. Thurman out front to Rung. Back out to half court. Resetting the offense. Notre Dame's 1-3-1 has definitely caused trouble for Holy Trinity. There's Jason Thurman. Drives in, scores up over Brent. And a timeout called by Coach Elegant, Holy Trinity. He's not going to pack up and go home yet. Down 15 with 3:48 to go. And, you know, I got a couple of good looks inside. And, you know, they're going to keep coming after the Nikes.
You know, it's obviously you got to get stops. And when you get those stops, you got to try to push the ball and get easy, quick baskets. And if that doesn't happen, then you have to move the ball around, take a good shot, but take a quick shot. And at this point, it's just as much about your defense as it is your offense. You got to, you know, if you're going to come back and win this game, you're probably going to have to hold Notre Dame under 65 points, which is only five more than what they got now. You'd have to score 20. So, you know, it's a tough road ahead, but it's what you got to do if you want to get back in this thing.
You know, one possession at a time,
stops and
buckets, and you know, if Holy Trinity can get a stop, make a three, get a stop, get a bucket, it's suddenly 10, and then now you got something to work on as Brick misses a 15-foot jump shot and out of bounds off Holy Trinity. We'll keep it on Notre Dame's end of the court.
Holy Trinity with the got lucky there with the cardinal rule is you don't throw the ball back in on your
other
the opponent's end, and so, luckily, he threw it out of bounds, but...
If you're going to do it, chuck it
30
feet.
Yep, he threw it the wrong way. He threw it back towards Notre Dame's basket.
So, Brick inbounds to Jaden. He'll dribble it out front. 3:24 to go. Notre Dame up 15 over visiting Holy Trinity.
Coach Keyes doesn't seem like he's slowed down the offense. They're still playing.
And Jaden dribbles it right off his leg. Holy Trinity ball.
And as Coach Keyes looks off into the distance like he's trying to remember better times.
Yeah, that was just a simple mistake by Axel Jaden. Coach Keyes wants a timeout. So we'll take a quick 30-second break and be back with the final 3:11 with Notre Dame up 15 points over visiting Holy Trinity here on Fox Sports Radio and KBUR.
Case buying. It's a credit union thing. What's a credit union thing, you say? It's being a member, not a customer. It's lower lending rates and personal service. It's less fees and a whole lot more. Need I go on? Case Buying, your community credit union. It's where you belong. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you can join.
Case Buying at 485 West Burlington Avenue in Burlington or in Fort Madison's Lodi Mall.
Rival Holy Trinity tonight. The girls won the opener 44-33, and right now the Notre Dame boys in control of game two, 60-45. But Holy Trinity's got the ball and the three-pointer and a stop. You never know.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, again, the firepower doesn't seem to have been there so far tonight for Holy Trinity, but if they're going to come back into this game, they're going to have to start making some threes and getting some stops for sure.
So it's the Thurman and Thurman show out front right now. There's Rung on the wing. Thurman almost has it stolen away by Brent. Good defense by Mitchell. That's a jump ball. Yep. Mitch blocked the shot. Holy Trinity keeps possession. 2:55 to go. Notre Dame 60. Holy Trinity 45.
Notre Dame on the out of bounds going to a 2-3, which is what most teams do.
And, boy, I tell you, nice play to run up there. Helligy got it up and in off the nice inbounds pass by Thurman. 60-47. Sam Brick out front drives baseline. He's going to thought he was going to take it in and shoot it, and he didn't. Back out front is Jaden. Scarrett drives, kicks it over to Hoffman, and he loses the handle. Oh, a jump ball as they both were kind of on the ground for it. Notre Dame keeps the possession this time as DePrima's going to come in for Holy Trinity. 60-47. Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity 2:27 to go.
Their student section is chanting, "We want Brady." Brady Olison.
Yeah.
We'll see if he gets in.
Brent on the elbow. Nothing there. Good defense by Helligy. Kicks it over to Jaden. There's that little runner. Got it.
Nice move there for Axel. I think with about 2 minutes to go, that's probably going to do it.
And there's a block shot by Brent. Schneider lets a three fly. No good. Rebound, Mitchell Brent. Your homecoming king and the queen announced tonight, Maddie Stutzman. Congratulations to both those kids. We'll remember that one forever. And a foul on Jason Thurman. We'll stop play. That's his second, team's fifth. Couple substitutions. Alex Becker is going to come in as well as ask and you shall receive. There's Brady Olson. Hey, so it's Brick, Skarrick, Becker, Olson, and Jaden.
The minute 40 left. I don't know if Holy Trinity is necessarily intentionally fouling, but they're definitely trying to go for the ball.
But
Coach Keyes beats them to the punch.
Well, they had Axel Jaden tied up, and before they could call a jump ball, they got a timeout called. So we'll take another 30-second break. Your score right now, Notre Dame 62, Holy Trinity 47. Back after this on Fox Sports and KBUR.
You have a dream. Maybe it's a state-of-the-art kitchen. Maybe a new luxurious master bath. Maybe a storefront makeover. Barn Grover Glass can help make your dreams come true. With all your remodeling needs in one place, Barn Grover Glass specializes in making your dreams a reality. For 75-plus years, Barn Grover Glass has served the tri-state area with creative and custom designs. Whether it's commercial or residential, you have a dream. Call Christopher at Barn Grover Glass to make it a reality. More than glass, Barn Grover Glass.
Notre Dame 62, Holy Trinity 47 with about a minute and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. And some substitutions in for the Nikes, but Holy Trinity not going away yet. They're still playing hard. There's a foul right out of the... Yeah, they just called it out of bounds. Okay.
Yeah, they're... Holy Trinity's going to play to the end.
So Brick gets it into Jaden. Jaden about gets tackled. So foul on DePrima, his second, but that is only their sixth team foul. So no free throws yet.
And you know, if you're Holy Trinity, that's you got fouls to give. You might as well go for it. Try to get a steal. Maybe you get lucky.
Yeah.
I think now they're just going to play hard.
And Jaden with the runner, no good. Rebound Becker, back to Jaden. Out front is Sam Brick. Minute 23 to go.
Oh, there you go. Well, there's a steal.
Nice steal by Schneider. And Sammy Brick picks his pocket, but it's out of bounds off Brick. A great set of quick hands on Sam right there to steal that from Schneider.
Coach Keyes still got a couple starters out there. Got three starters still out there on the floor.
So Thurman to Thurman. Stolen away by Nick Skerrick, who quietly has had a great game tonight.
Yes, he has. Yeah, he's a lot of and ones. And
Olsen, three, short. Rebound Thurman, outlet to Run. Drives into the paint, throws up a wild shot. Rebound Brady Olsen. Under a minute to go now. Notre Dame up 62-47. It'll be a Nike sweep as Coach Keyes calls a substitution timeout. Number 32 is... We don't have a 32 on our roster, at least I don't. Could be Peyton Jankowski, who they got for 30 on the Quick Stats roster. So, Peyton, we hope that's you.
Yeah.
46.9 left. Notre Dame up 62-39. Brick inbounds to Hoffman. Olsen out front. Lets another three fly. Why not? No good. Rebound Becker. Passes it over to Hoffman. His shot's blocked. Now Holy Trinity off to the races. Here comes the Crusaders. Nice putback by Rung on the De Prima miss. So Rung has five on the night. Jankowski on the post. Can't get a shot up. Olsen, Brick, 14 seconds left. We'll just run the clock out now.
Nope. Don't think we're going to have a Kansas State situation here. Both these teams.
I wouldn't think so.
Know each other well. A lot of good friends on both sides.
And there's the buzzer. Final score. Notre Dame, 62. Holy Trinity, 49 in the boys' game. And the opener in the girls' game won by Notre Dame as well, 44-33. Back to recap this one in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio and 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place. Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Casey Fleming.
Yeah, Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet courtside here at Father Minette Gymnasium. A doubleheader sweep by the Nikes. The Notre Dame girls over Holy Trinity 44-33 in the opener. and the Notre Dame boys victorious in the nightcap, 62-49. And the story was the first quarter. Notre Dame jumped out to a fast 20-5 lead. The rest of the way, the game was almost even to the point.
Yep.
It was 32-19 at the half, 52-39 at the end of the third, 62-49 at the end of the game. So they went 10-10 in the fourth quarter. They went 20-20 in the third quarter. And it was just a two-point difference in the second quarter. So it was that 15-point lead that Notre Dame jumped out to early that proved to be the difference in the game.
Yeah, you know, and you know, when you look at those timeouts that Holy Trinity called in the first quarter, it's these guys know each other and they know their teams, and he knew that they had to try to do something to stop the bleeding, and they just couldn't do it. And Notre Dame got off to a fast start, and that fast start was able to help them win this game tonight. And so it's a good lesson for these two young teams that you got to start off well, and if you can do that, then you got to maintain it. And I thought Notre Dame did a good job of that tonight. Didn't get too much out of their comfort zone, but also they knew what they were capable of and what Holy Trinity was capable of, and I think they thought once they got that lead, they were in good shape.
And Holy Trinity a little shorthanded. They didn't have one of their starters, Blake Crabtree. I was looking at Father Marty. I thought he was going to say something to me. But, Blake Crabtree out. I just found out, talked to his dad, Tim. He's been sick most of the week. He didn't look very energetic, even on the bench in street clothes tonight. So he would have helped. He would have made a difference. But it was that first quarter by the Nikes that just proved to be the difference as they outscore Holy Trinity going away, 62-49. Notre Dame led by Mitchell Brent. Led by his 16 points. We didn't keep rebounds or block shots, but he had a bucket full of both.
Yep.
And really an exclamation point early in the game with that baseline dunk. I mean, that was a big-time move.
It was.
And it really kind of set the tone. And he was strong all night. And again, Nix Garrett, perfect from the field. 11 points, 3-for-3 from three. And his two-point basket that he made was from 18.5. So just a solid floor game and great defense by Nick tonight as well. And let's see, Axel Jaden had 15. So you had 15 and 16 from Brent and Jaden, 11 from Skarik, 8 from Josh Smith off the bench. Just a good all-around game by the Nikes. Holy Trinity led by Quentin Schneider had 16. Helligi had 11, 6 for Vason Thurman, 5 for Jason Thurman, and a handful for Chandler Rung. So, you know, heck of an effort by Holy Trinity. Little undermanned, and it was that fast start by the Nikes that was the difference.
Yeah, you know, and this is the types of games that's going to help, hopefully, Notre Dame get ready for that February stretch where they're going to be competing for a conference title. So, you know, obviously Waco's done a good job of starting out early, and they have a three-game advantage, but anything can happen here in the month of February, and maybe the Nikes, you know, if they can fight for second, I think that's where they, you know, are shooting for right now. And hopefully they can maintain that one-game lead they've got over New London and West Burlington and see what happens down the stretch.
So things don't get a lot easier for Coach Helligi and the Crusaders. They got Van Buren at home on Tuesday. Then they got to go to Waco. And then they got West Burlington at home. Two very, very good teams. And they finish up with Cardinal and Central Lee. And meanwhile, Notre Dame, if the schedule's right here, let's see here, where are we at?
They've got
to go to New London Tuesday, which will be very tough.
Yep.
And then Van Buren, and then at Waco, and then West Burlington to finish it out. So
pretty
tough stretch for Coach Keyes and the Nikes as district play approaches. Yep. So, again, Coach, it's been fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet.
Always a pleasure.
And Coach O'Brien off gallivanting somewhere, I think, this weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
World traveler.
Who knows?
But, again, thanks for the help. Thanks to Donnie back at the studios. It is a Notre Dame sweep. Got a new homecoming queen, Maddie Stutzman, crowned homecoming queen tonight. And the Nike girls get by Holy Trinity 44-33. Nike boys get by Holy Trinity by a score of 62-49. For Cody Van Fleet, Donnie back at the studios, I'm Casey Fleming. This has been High School Basketball on Fox Sports Radio and 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Hi.
High School Basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Edward Jones Agent John Hart, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Barn Grover Glass, the Boogaloo and Fun City at Pizzazz, and by Case Fine Community Credit Union on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.